from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, Pasta, and More, made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy Mambo Pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hauptman. It's the weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine. We got podcasts throughout the week, but this is our program that goes out across the U.S. and Canada. It is available to you via your radio or via online. You got a mobile device, you got a smart speaker, you can listen to Intelligent Medicine in real time. 877-726-8255, our number. The ground rules has to do with Intelligent Medicine. That means the best of natural therapies, the best of high-tech therapies. If you've got a medical dilemma, if you have a health conundrum, 877-726-8255 is the number to call. Or if you simply have a comment about what's going on the health front or about something that I said on the program, 877-726-8255, our number this hour and next. Okay, this week we've got lots to talk about, but I'm going to focus on sugar. And these days I think it is a verity that sugar is bad for you, that we're consuming all too much. And I'm going to take an especially close look at fructose, fruit sugar. We get it from fruit, but we also get it in Trojan horse fashion from our sugar-sweetened beverages. Even juice is often spiked with extra high-fructose corn syrup. Candies are. Many processed foods are. Even ketchup and condiments are. And so we're getting a big dollop of that particular type of sugar. We're going to focus on that in just a few moments. 877-726-8255, our number. And so this week, the headline in Medscape: study offers dozens of reasons to cut sugar. And it's based on a new study just out this week. A new compilation of nearly all research to date on the health impacts of sugar offers dozens of reasons to cut back now. To give you an idea, the daily per capita intake of sugar on average in the U.S. by U.S. adults is 126.4 grams per day of sugar. Now, do the math, because a teaspoon is about 4.5 grams. A heaping teaspoon, yeah, 5 grams of sugar. So if you do the math, 126 divided by 5, that means that the average American is consuming about 25 teaspoons of sugar per day. And the recommendation is not to completely cut sugar. The recommendation is to reduce it to about 11 grams per day. That would be a couple of teaspoons per day. Who's doing that? So in this study, researchers from China and the U.S. collaborated, and they rounded up 8,601 scientific studies. They combined them in something called a meta-analysis to evaluate sugar's impact on 83 different health outcomes. Now, this accounts for decades of research on this subject. stretching back to the beginning of the largest electronic databases for scientific papers. So what they found is that the world's most common health problems like heart disease, diabetes, obesity, high blood pressure, heart attack, high cholesterol, cancer, and depression were associated, very closely associated with sugar intake. The research looked at studies that evaluated the impacts of consuming free sugars, which means any food that contains processed or naturally occurring sugars, like table sugar, honey, or maple syrup. So it didn't really distinguish. What they found that they actually discriminated between these free sugars, these added sugars, and sugar that's found in whole fruits and vegetables and in milk. Milk contains sugar, but it's in the form of lactose, unless it's sugar-sweetened chocolate milk or something like that. U.S. dietary guidelines recommend getting no more than 10% of daily calories from added sugar. And that's still a lot. That's still a lot. For a typical 2,000 calorie per day diet, that equals no more than 200 calories or about 12 teaspoons. That's still a lot. The CDC reports that the average person consumes 17 teaspoons per day. To give you some context, a 12-ounce can of soda contains the equivalent of 9 teaspoons of sugar. So, what did they find? Well, first of all, correlation is not necessarily causation, because people eat a lot of sugar, they also do a lot of other bad things. They don't exercise, they eat a lot of other bad fast food, their lifestyles are less healthy, and generally they're less educated and more impoverished. So they may lead hard lives that cause them to be exposed to industrial pollutants. Maybe they live in the bad part of town, more exposed to exhaust fumes, factory fumes, etc., bad water. They found that the dietary pattern of eating a lot of sugar was associated with more frequent smoking and drinking, lower physical activity levels, and more time spent watching television, i.e. sedentary activity. So correlation isn't necessarily causation, but there's a lot of causation and a little bit of correlation. And what they found specifically, and this is kind of scary, we know weight gain, gout, type 2 diabetes, cardiovascular disease, certain cancer types. What were the cancers? Dietary sugar consumption was associated with a higher risk for certain cancers, including pancreatic cancer, of course. The pancreas is the place where sugar metabolism begins in the body. It's the place where insulin gets made. And one theory is that the pancreas gets overworked when you're consuming a lot of sugar. You develop what's called insulin resistance. You overproduce insulin to cope with the high sugar intake to process it. And eventually those cells go haywire and you develop pancreatic cancer. Also breast cancer, prostate cancer, overall cancer death. Bad cardiovascular outcomes, high blood pressure, coronary heart disease, heart attack, and stroke. Other health conditions, 45 others, including depression, dental problems, yeah, we know, sugar rots your teeth, and, surprisingly, asthma in children. Why not? Because, yeah, sugar may adversely affect the immune system. So this is a call to action to have people reduce their intake of sugar. So the question arises, though. And by the way, additional study came out this week. It's entitled Sugary Beverages in Relation to Brain Structure and Incident Dementia. Okay. So sugary beverages, mostly sweetened these days with high fructose corn syrup, which we'll take up in just a moment. How is it different? How is this sugar different from all other sugars, to paraphrase the Passover Seder questions? Well, it turns out that fructose may have especially deleterious effects on the brain. It turns out that higher sugar-sweetened beverage intake was associated with a higher risk of dementia. Interestingly, in the study, so too was artificial sweeteners. So sweetener, no-calorie or low-calorie sweeteners like NutraSweet and Splenda and Saccharin. These two were associated with higher risk of dementia. Moderate natural juice consumption was associated with a lower risk of dementia. Yeah, there's sugar in natural juice, but if you don't drink too much, it may even have a protective effect. So what's going on? The question that I'll pose and answer when we return is fructose, the demon spawn. Let's cut through the confusion. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, 877-726-8255. Join the conversation today here on Intelligent Medicine.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. We put the power in probiotics. We were the first to emphasize the importance of postbiotic metabolites in creating and maintaining the biodiversity of flora in the gut microbiome for optimal digestion, gut, brain, immune, and hormonal health. Multi-year fermentation is key in producing the postbiotic metabolites that are found in exceptional probiotics like Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. Healthy fruits and vegetables are fermented, resulting in over 500 postbiotic metabolites for optimum digestive and immune support. So don't rely on a simple claim that the product has 50 billion or more CFUs. That is not the hallmark of how to gauge a powerful probiotic. Instead, look for diversity. Look for fermentation. Look for postbiotics. Look for Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics are certified vegetarian and free of gluten, allergens, and GMOs. Get Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics today at fine health retailers everywhere and online.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com. Don't miss the Sue McClain News Hour from 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. and Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott. From 9 to noon, we have Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. From noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, the great outdoors, pop culture, and find out what's happening in the North State. From 7 to 10, tune in to Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. KCNR's weekend lineup includes The Flatline with Rick Hughes, Poke the Hornet's Nest, Jefferson State of Mind with Terry Raposa and Wynn Carpenter, followed by Sovereign Minds, We the People, and Tokens Radio Show on 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
What's being hidden from us about the COVID-19 scenario, about covert climate engineering operations that are wreaking havoc with weather all over the world, about the totality of unfolding and accelerating global environmental collapse? If you're willing to face and investigate shocking, verifiable realities that mainstream media sources and their distract and divide talking heads will never tell you. Tune into the commercial-free, non-political, global alert news hour, Saturday at 11 a.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
This message is from our sponsor, Subaru, and the 2023 Subaru Forester. With standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, award-winning safety technology, and up to 33 miles per gallon for go-everywhere capability. It features 74.2 cubic feet of cargo space with an extra-wide rear gate opening, making it easy for you to bring along your gear. The 2023 Subaru Forester, the SUV for all you love. Learn more at Subaru.com.
DrHoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Challenge the Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Settle back and listen and hopefully become more informed about a wide range of medical and health topics. 877-726-8255, our number if you want to get into the mix. You can pose a question, share a comment. We're talking sugar and a very big proportion of the sugar that we consume these days is in the form of fructose, specifically synthetically made high fructose corn syrup. So is fructose really the demon spawn? Should we be avoiding fruit, which after all are a source of fructose? Let's cut through the confusion. You know, there's been a long-term symbiosis, a positive, mutually beneficial interaction between humans and fruit. Ancient fruit provided sustenance to humans. Not that the fruit cared. Its evolutionary impetus to be sweet and attractive was to entice paleo humans to consume it and then spread its seeds far and wide, because the seeds are relatively indigestible, and you eat fruit and you may poop out the seeds, and yeah, you can then propagate a plant that can't just get up and walk to the other side of the mountain. So in turn, fruit nourished humans, not merely with calories, which was actually very important. You know, calories, very valuable in prehistoric times, because humans virtually were always up against it with starvation. But also fruit provided beneficial polyphenols to humans. And this ensured that the seed dispersers, that is us, would remain healthy and mobile. But paleo fruit was really paltry and seasonal. If you look at the way fruit was, apples were like little nubbly crab apples, and there weren't big succulent melons. You know, they were tiny and not that sweet. And same thing with berries. Wild berries tend to be tart, and many of the fruits that we now enjoy are the results of thousands of years of cultivation and hybridization and even genetic modification. So their sugar content's a far cry from that of their ancient predecessors. And we also have refrigeration and transport, which means we can get fruit all the time throughout the year, even in a season when it's cold and there's no fruit around. So from fruits we get fructose, and that and honey were our main sources of fructose until very recently in my lifetime, until the 1960s. I think it was around 1957 that they invented a process by which they could take corn and, through a process of refining, turn it into something called HFCS, high fructose corn syrup. And this actually coincided with the geopolitical constraint of our estrangement from Cuba. You know, Cuba went to communism, and we couldn't export as much sugar cane. High fructose corn sugar is actually cheaper to make than table sugar, which comes mostly from sugar beets. And here's a factoid. The U.S. is second only to Russia in cultivation of sugar beets, but it's actually cheaper to make high fructose corn syrup through an industrial process. 95% of sugar beets are GMO, as is corn now. So the way that high fructose corn syrup is made, you take cornstarch, which is composed of a necklace of glucose molecules, and you process it via enzymatic fermentation, and it yields a mixture which is roughly 50-50 fructose and glucose. Now, sucrose actually contains fructose, but sucrose is a disaccharide. It's two sugars linked together. And glucose is a single molecule, and so is fructose. So there's a problem. But if you first use the quantitative leaf in fructose consumption, that the ubiquity of high fructose corn syrup represents. It's just everywhere, in everything, and it's cheap, and it's satisfying and enticing. It'll make everything taste better. The second is that unlike table sugar, which is sucrose, two molecules of sugar that need to be broken down, high fructose corn syrup delivers its fructose load more readily because there's no chemical bond joining the glucose and the fructose as in sucrose. And finally, the entirety of U.S. surplus fructose consumption now comes from the addition of high fructose corn syrup to non-traditional, highly palatable ultra-processed foods. So check out these statistics. High fructose corn syrup use in the United States began in the late 1960s. It peaked in the late 1990s. It's been fairly steady. There was a skyrocketing of availability of high fructose corn syrup from 4% to 12% to 36% of total sweeteners across the 10 years from 1975 to 1985, which is like the Carter-Reagan era. And the per capita availability of high fructose corn syrup increased 61%. From 1985 to 1993, high fructose corn syrup increased to 68 grams per day in per capita consumption. I can just reel out these numbers. But at this point, high fructose corn syrup represents about 50% of the sugar that we now take in.
Unique vacation idea for you that's right here in the United States. If you're ready for a vacation that's fun and downright affordable, listen up. It's driving distance for many of you, so no planes, no airline delays, no hassles. It's Branson, Missouri, the entertainment capital of the Midwest. Live music for everyone. Branson has three beautiful, enormous lakes, water attractions, live shows, great food, and tons of entertainment. It's a perfect vacation for you and your family, or if you're retired and you want to have a great time. And you can stay in Branson for as low as $99 a night. Please understand, this is not a timeshare offer. It's a real vacation for as little as $99 a night. We've got a free vacation guide we want to send you right now. All you have to do is call for complete details. Get your free Branson, Missouri guide right now by calling this number.
800-268-8279. 800-268-8279. 800-268-8279. That's 800-268-8279.
If chocolate is your weakness, the real chocolate decadence of Flava Naturals Performance Dark Chocolate can be your strength. Extensive research demonstrates the remarkable benefits of daily cocoa flavanols on brain and heart function, including a recent Harvard study showing a 27% reduction in cardiovascular death. It may even be a helpful tool in managing cognitive decline. Flava Naturals dark chocolate bars and cocoa powder deliver 5 to 9 times the flavanols of typical dark chocolate with great flavor and minimal sugar. Their secret is sourcing premium, high flavanol cocoa beans and processing them naturally. Result is decadent, dark chocolate with the flavanol levels needed to fuel brain and cardio performance. I use it every day. For more information and to order, just go to flavanaturals.com. That's flavanaturals.com. There you'll find the extensive research behind cocoa flavanol's benefits and great recipes, too. That's flavanaturals.com. Flavanaturals.com.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Betsy has a scratch.
Who has a what?
Betsy, my car. She has a big old scratch on her side. Honey, I've had her since college.
I know, honey. Take her to Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 3045 Crossroads Drive. It's going to be okay. Remember, that's where you told me to take my car because they do minor and major auto body repair and full paint jobs. And it looks like she could use one.
Crossroads Auto Body Repair.
You know they do free estimates. Call 530-226-0992. Write it down.
Got it. 530-226-0992.
Hey there, Marty Mosley here from Mosley Family Cellars. Mimi and I have moved our tasting room back downtown to the corner of Pine and Butte Street across from Corbett's and the Reading Chamber of Commerce. We're open Wednesdays through Sundays from 3 to 7 p.m. and Fridays till 9 p.m. While you're here, enjoy food from the Hearth Kitchen and Pie Shop and munch on some delicious handmade chocolates by Nanette de Chocolate. Come on down and enjoy life with us, Mosley Family Cellars at the historic Thompson House. Come as guests and leave as family.
Whether it's birds or bugs, dirt and grime, Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has car wash packages starting at only $9. Buy 5 car wash coupons, get one free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons, get 3 free. So whether you're off to work or off to play, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
This is Carl Bott
and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Whether it's birds or bugs, dirt and grime, Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has car wash packages starting at only $9. Buy 5 car wash coupons, get one free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons, get 3 free. So whether you're off to work or off to play, stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you, and a big article coming up on the subject that we're talking about today. Fructose in our newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com and subscribe. We got a lot of affiliates, according to the folks at Radio America. I usually don't look at our affiliates list, but this time I did. I downloaded it, and we've got affiliates in Alaska, Arizona, Connecticut, Georgia, Indiana, Idaho, Kentucky, Louisiana, Maryland, Michigan. I think we have a caller from Michigan who we're about to take in just a moment. Minnesota, Missouri, we've got Tennessee. We've got New Hampshire, we've got New York, Ohio, Wyoming, Pennsylvania. We've got affiliates across the country, and you can listen via your local radio station, AM or FM, or you can listen online, as many people do, or catch our podcasts, which are downloadable from your usual podcast sources, or from our website at drhoffman.com. 877-726-8255, our number. By the way, that number available to you 24/7, so if you can't call during the show, you can record a question. But we've got a live caller, Tori from Long Island. Are you listening online, Tori?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm here. Sorry, I got disconnected. I am interested in knowing about the CBS pathways and when they don't function properly and you have a sulfur sensitivity.
Mm-hmm.
What can you do for it? What can you do for it?
What Tori's talking about is, Tori is talking about nutrigenomics. And it turns out that you can sometimes predict your additional requirements for certain nutrients based on a genetic profile. All you have to do is submit a saliva sample and send it to a lab that analyzes it. And they'll tell you if you have problems with metabolizing certain things. For example, some people have trouble metabolizing folate, so they need to take methylated folate in a prepared form, like a special form of not just old-fashioned folic acid, but sort of a hyped-up, body-ready form of methylated folate. Same thing with B12. Some people have problems with a B12 pathway. Other people have a problem with the transsulfuration pathway, which apparently somebody has pointed out to you, and that is often associated with detoxification. So do you have trouble when you drink wine? Are you what they call a cheap date?
Yeah.
Okay. And wine is high in sulfates, and to handle sulfites, you require more of certain nutrients. So the key nutrients that make a difference are B6, and a little bit of a weird one, molybdenum, or moly, not the drug, but the micronutrient molybdenum, and to some extent manganese, and potentially betaine. Betaine hydrochloride is sometimes helpful. Also, these patients don't do too well in terms of manufacturing glutathione, so we like glutathione as a precursor and as acetylcysteine, or you can take glutathione products. And that should help you. Do you have chemical sensitivity as well?
No, not really.
Just a lot of allergies to foods and things?
Yes. Dairy, gluten, those types of things.
Mm-hmm. So you could take those additional nutrients and see if you can make that. It's a detox pathway, in essence. And the body has many detox pathways. And you can actually assist those detox pathways with taking certain nutrients. And depending on the flaw in your metabolism, and this is genetic, it's not your fault. You didn't do anything wrong. You may be born with this transsulfuration pathway weakness so that your cup runneth over, so to speak, in terms of allergies more easily than other people when hit with an allergic challenge. So
right.
I think that's the import of that. Have you talked to your doctor about that, or naturopath, or whoever administered the test?
Yeah, I just actually discovered it and am working to find someone who understands it well enough. Gastroenterologists don't seem to.
No, they don't. That is not their forte. In fact, there's a woeful lack of understanding of nutrition, and in particular, nutrigenomics is a new science, and I think there are very few people who really have mastered it. Even in the integrative community, I've noticed sometimes people just say, take a lot of B vitamins. Okay, well, that may work for some people. For other people, it might send them on a jag. They might get hyperstimulated and blown away from the B. So you have to understand the full picture, not just one, what is called a SNP. SNP is, a code for a certain enzyme in the body, and the SNPs interact with one another, and sometimes one doesn't work well, the other one works too well, and you kind of have to look at the whole picture. So I think there are some basic suggestions you can follow, and check back in with us in a few weeks or months if you see any improvements. We'd love to hear from you. 877-726-8255, our number. We've got another call. Nancy from Michigan. Michigan, are you listening via one of our affiliates on the radio?
Yes, I am. I'm originally from Connecticut, so I just moved here, so I don't know if I'm on your New York fans as well.
All right. Lucky you. You got an affiliate where you live. Great.
Great. Yep. Question. We're just talking about B vitamin, and I'm familiar with people being very short on B, but I've had blood work, and my B is extremely high.
Yeah.
And I'm nervous about it, and I have not retested.
Okay.
So maybe you can guide me.
Okay, so I can enlighten you on that. First of all, do you take a B complex or B vitamins or even a multi?
I take a Super B, and then I called her one other time. I had Barrett's esophagus, and then I started taking B12 with the folate.
Right.
So I don't know if I've overdosed. I don't know how long.
Okay, so here's the deal. So here's the deal. Virtually anyone who takes any kind of B vitamin supplement, unless you have a severe impediment to B12 absorption. Some people have a condition called pernicious anemia. They don't absorb B12 taken from foods or taken even in oral supplements. They need injections. But that's relatively uncommon. So the vast majority of people who take B vitamins, and especially B12, they'll have high B12. They'll even have high folate. They'll even have high B6. And that alarms a lot of conventional doctors because conventional doctors are taught to look at ranges. So we look at cholesterol, and if cholesterol's too high, oh, my God, you know, we got to lower the cholesterol. If blood pressure's too high, we got to lower that. Or if liver functions are too high, we got to figure out something bad's happening here. So, but when it comes to B12, that you have to interpret that properly. You are taking B12, and hence your B12 will be high. That's a little bit like saying, oh, my goodness, Jeff Bezos has an excessive income. We have to lower that. Well, maybe some people think we should lower that, you know, even the playing field. But it's actually an embarrassment of riches when it comes to B12. It's not harmful. B12 is almost impossible to create toxicity with.
All right, because I read it was a marker for cancer. And
No.
Okay.
No.
Ooh, all right. So I can rest a little easier and cut down on the B12. Just cut down on the B's.
Yeah. You don't even have to. I mean, if it's helping you in other ways, I mean, it may be superfluous and maybe a waste of money that you're taking all these, you know, multi and, you know, two different sources of bees. Maybe you could cut back. It's not dangerous. So I'm glad to help, reassure you and, have a nice weekend and you can sleep soundly now. And not worry about your excessive B12. And I think that resonates for a lot of people. They go to the doctor and they're like, oh, my goodness, your B12's too high. What the heck are you doing? Stop taking those B12 supplements. No, that's not the case. All right, 877-726-8255, our number. We continue on our theme about fructose, and in particular high fructose corn syrup. So, you know, fructose is in fruit, and fructose is in high fructose corn syrup, which is added to everything. It's now the chief sweetener in a lot of sugar-sweetened beverages. So that's the majority have high fructose corn syrup, not good old-fashioned table sugar or sucrose because it's cheaper. So what's the problem with fructose? Well, humans really weren't designed to consume fructose at the levels that we have now subjected ourselves to over just the last 50 or so years. And unlike sugar, our glucose, which is readily used by all the tissues. It goes to the brain, it goes to the muscles, it goes everywhere. Fructose is mainly metabolized by the liver, and hits the liver hard. And as a result, it may be a prime instigator of something called non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, the incidence of which is soaring. And a recent review, and I have it here, says the negative and detrimental effects of high fructose on the liver, with special reference to metabolic disorders. It says fructose is 2 to 3 times more potent than glucose in increasing liver fat. Also, we, through our good colleague and frequent guest on Intelligent Medicine, Dr. David Perlmutter, we've gained insights into how fructose has worked for humans historically. Fructose used to be a way that we could add some calories and help to survive during hard times, because it causes insulin resistance, but which helps us store fat, which is a good thing, because stored fat in the summer, it's kind of like, you know, bears eating a lot and then hibernating and burning off their fat. But through uric acid, this is a mechanism that's accomplished, and that's actually an evolutionary benefit. But the problem is when we have high intake of fructose year-long, we're going to have high uric acid. Uric acid can raise blood pressure. It can cause elevated blood sugar. It certainly is associated with gout and kidney stones, and it's a big problem. And it may fructose also may have an effect on something called age-related glycosylation end products, or advanced glycosylation end products, appropriately abbreviated AGES, which are associated with aging. They drive organ dysfunction and senescence. So the ultimate question is, okay, so avoid processed high fructose corn syrup. It's present in a lot of junk food, so don't eat that. But what about fruit? When it comes to fruit, a lot of people are becoming fruit phobic. Is it really necessary to avoid fruit to avoid excess fructose? And I'll have an answer for you in a moment. 877-726-8255 is our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine. As you know, I'm a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system. I've found that it helps people relax and can support restful sleep, a real breakthrough in herbal products. The CBD brand that I take personally and recommend to my patients is Plus CBD from CV Sciences, which is now proud to introduce a new innovation to their Reserve Collection, a gummy. The Reserve Collection is a specifically curated blend of full-spectrum cannabinoids, rich and bold. The Reserve Collection products elicit strong feelings of calm, comfort, and relief when intense support is needed. Enjoy a deeper CBD experience with Plus CBD's Reserve Collection of oils, soft gels, and now gummies. All of their products are backed by science with clinically researched active ingredients. To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for Plus CBD's new Reserve Collection gummies.
What's your age? That's AGE, aged garlic extract, that is. For over 50 years, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract has been offering men and women of all ages and with different health concerns an odorless, organically grown, clinically researched garlic extract supplement tailored to their individual needs. Aged garlic extract formulas support optimal cardiovascular health, immune function, and many more specific health concerns like stress, blood sugar balance, high blood pressure, detox, anti-aging, inflammation, and brain health. Kyolic AGE's condition-specific products contain Kyolic's exclusive GMO-free garlic extract, which is aged up to 20 months, converting garlic's harsh properties into beneficial compounds. So what's your AGE? Visit your local natural health and wellness retailer and discuss which Kyolic AGE formula is best for you and your lifestyle. Kyolic aged garlic extract formulas are available at fine natural health retailers nationwide, also online.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and hear us online at kcnr1460.com. Hi, this is Sue McClain, the sales manager here at KCNR. And if you've been considering advertising, but you're not really sure where to start, well, you can start with a phone call. My number is 530-605-4565. I can let you know how much our rates are and how we can help. So once again, if you have any questions regarding advertising and how we can help your business, our number once again, 530-605-4565. And thanks for listening to KCNR. The City of Reading cares about clean, affordable transportation. Reading Electric Utilities' new income-qualified electric vehicle voucher program reduces the purchase or lease price on eligible new or used electric vehicles by $3,000. Fuel prices are on the rise, but RU rates remain low. EV drivers pay the equivalent of about $1.10 per gallon versus the paid price at the pump by gas vehicle drivers. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebate and enjoy fuel savings in an EV that fits your lifestyle. Funding is limited, so don't wait. Apply now.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet.
It's time to see the forest through the trees. After the mainstream media's nonstop coverage of the Trump indictment, his 2024 polls continue to surge. Do Democrats in the mainstream media actually want Trump to get the nomination just so he would lose?
Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
drhoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. We're talking dietary sugars, their deleterious effects, and we're going to focus on fructose. But we have a question that's right down our alley from Diane in Scranton, PA, the home of The Office. Great comedy series. Yeah. How you doing, Diane?
Hi, fine. Thank you, doctor. I really appreciated Nora's call. She's one of the only people I ever heard talk about sulfur sensitivities.
So yeah, it was a good question.
Very beneficial. So my question is related to sugar content in grains. I'm not a big, like, white bread eater, but I like Ezekiel bread and spaghetti, you know.
Okay, so I think you have to individualize it because I think carbohydrates in general have been demonized. And for some people, avoidance of carbs is real beneficial, helps them lose weight. And since the majority of Americans now have metabolic syndrome, overweight, hypertension, insulin resistance, that's a pretty good strategy for a lot of people to follow. But it kind of depends. Some people who have a good metabolism are not genetically prone to insulin resistance, exercise a lot, have the ability to tolerate more carbohydrates. So tell me a little bit about yourself. You are, just give me your height and weight if you don't mind sharing.
Oh, sure. I'm generally around 125. I generally don't get over 130. Like in the wintertime, maybe I'm like 128.
Okay, and you're of normal height, so that sounds like an okay weight, unless you're like 4'11". Do you know what your triglycerides are? Because that's a real tell in terms of sugar metabolism.
I don't. I have no idea, really.
Okay. Okay. So if you're, I'll tell you. So hold on. If your triglycerides are high, that is generally a sign that you are more likely to have sugar intolerance. Although we did discover a guy, and he had high triglycerides. And, you know, I saw him in the office the other day, and like, why in the world do you have high triglycerides? You're on a very, very low-carb diet. Well, I discovered he was drinking bulletproof coffee, which had a lot of butter and MCT oil in the morning before he went for his blood test. So that put a lot of fat in his blood. But also with you, do you know what your hemoglobin A1C is? That's an average of your blood sugar over time, if you happen to know that number. That's a critical number for people to know.
Right, I don't know. Haven't actually had blood work in a while, but I will check these factors out for sure.
Okay, because if you have high triglycerides, high hemoglobin A1C, if you have more belly fat and a bad body composition, so then maybe, just maybe, you're a candidate for a low-carb diet. So you're concerned about the sugar that may be present in grains. Well, you look, grains are a source of starch, and just a little basic biochemistry is that starches are like necklaces of glucose molecules. So they're, depending on how high fiber they are, they're broken down more or less quickly in the body, so that, you know, instant oatmeal has a more rapid breakdown of the glucose in it than, say, steel-cut oats. But they all do release glucose or sugar into your system. And if you want a quick and easy way to lose weight, you go real low on your carbs, even go keto diet, ketogenic, which means, you know, you're just going to have green leafy vegetables, minimal fruit, grains, and mostly animal protein. Yeah, that's a way to actually shed a lot of pounds if you are insulin resistant. So, yes, indeed, you're right. So do you consume a lot of bread, pasta, whole grains? You know, they're generally thought to be good for you because they do have fiber and beneficial nutrients. But for some people, you got to draw the line.
Right. I'm not, like, totally reliant. I usually eat, like, a bread a day. You know, in the morning I'll have a Ezekiel type of sandwich. I'm a big nut eater, for example. I'll eat a meat and a vegetable at nighttime. I do some brown rice sometimes. So I'm not real heavy, but
so what I think what you need, you know, since you don't have your blood tests, you could use a nutritional assessment. You could get a basic series of blood tests, not expensive, then be seen by a professional nutritionist, somebody who's medically knowledgeable, a medical doctor who is well versed in nutrition or a certified nutrition specialist, and get a workup, get an opinion on, you know, where your diet should be headed, what your eventual risks are. I mean, this is what I do for a living. You know, in the office, we do assessments on people like you. And it may just be that you're doing fine. You know, keep on keeping on. That there's no problem. Because we demonize carbohydrates. We say, oh, my goodness, this is a carb. You know, it's like, well,
it's like the different poor cow.
Right, different strokes for different folks. Yeah, the poor cow, you know, a lot of people are avoiding milk because they think it's toxic poison. When it comes to carbohydrates, we'll talk about that in the second hour, because the big question is, well, if high fructose corn syrup is bad for you, what about fruit? Should we all be minimizing fruit? A lot of people are, because they're very concerned about the carbohydrates, and especially the fructose, which for some people is the demon spawn that's present in fresh fruit. Should we all be avoiding it? That question we'll take up when we return. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing.
You're listening to KCNR, Shasta Redding. We'll resume normal programming shortly.
Nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
Imagine, it's the last ride, but your symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, are taking you for a ride. What should you do? Keep managing your constipation with belly pain the same old way? Or try getting ahead of your symptoms by talking to your doctor about treating it with Linzess, linaclotide.
Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tayshia Stevens. President Biden wants the Pentagon to get to the root of the leaked military documents.
The president commended the fast action taken by law enforcement to arrest the Massachusetts Air National Guardsman accused in the leak of classified military documents. And he wants to get to the root of why 21-year-old Jack Teixeira had access in the first place. In a White House statement, Mr. Biden said he has directed the military and intelligence community to take steps to further secure and limit distribution of sensitive information. Also, his national security team is closely coordinating with U.S. partners and allies. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Evacuation orders put in place days ago for residents affected by a recycling plant fire in Richmond, Indiana, have been lifted. Officials said that air monitors found chemicals like hydrogen cyanide, benzene, chlorine, and carbon monoxide in the ground-level smoke. As many Americans spend the weekend finalizing their tax returns, the IRS says it wants to do your taxes.
The tax filing deadline is Tuesday. About 25% of Americans wait until the last minute using programs from Intuit, H&R Block, and other private companies that charge for their software. But the IRS is exploring the creation of a government-operated electronic tax return system that would be free to use. A government spending bill last summer gave the IRS 9 months and $15 million to report in on how it might implement such a program and how much it would cost. Taxpayer advocates love the idea. Critics have been skeptical about the IRS taking on two roles, tax collector and tax preparer, possibly creating a power imbalance between taxpayers and the government. I'm Jackie Quinn.
More details on these stories at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about the 100% drug-free relief factor. We all deal with aches and pains in our day-to-day lives, and I have had my fair share, including injuries like a detached quad muscle that, I can tell you, fell into the category of really bad pain. But I've been able to manage the pain by taking relief factor. It helps your own body to attack and fight off sources of inflammation, the source of most of our aches and pains, and I've loved it for years now. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick starter pack for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
An environmental group is suing to block efforts to extend federal operating licenses for California's last nuclear power plant.
A complaint filed in San Francisco Superior Court by Friends of the Earth asks the court to prohibit operator Pacific Gas and Electric from sidestepping a 2016 agreement among environmentalists, plant workers, and the utility to close the Diablo Canyon reactors by 2025. The state last year opened the way for PG&E to seek a longer operating run. The company intends to apply to extend the plant's operating life by the end of this year.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Energy and environment ministers of the G7 nations vow to work to hasten the shift towards clean energy. Japan won endorsements from fellow G7 countries for its own national strategy, emphasizing clean coal, hydrogen, and nuclear energy to ensure energy security. News and analysis at townhall.com. There's more bloodshed in Nigeria.
Authorities say at least 33 people have been killed by gunmen in the country's northwest. While there has been no claim of responsibility for the weekend killing, gangs of bandits have been accused recently of attacks in that very region. And that includes the kidnapping for ransom and murdering civilians. 2 weeks ago, gunmen kidnapped 10 students from a school. No word yet on their fate. Jason Walker reporting.
In California, a 27-year-old man is facing charges of vandalizing a Newport Beach church. The break-in reportedly happened around 3 a.m. Saturday. Police say the suspect took a baseball bat and smashed the church's stained glass windows and doors. He was later arrested on suspicion of felony vandalism and taken to Orange County Jail. He was only identified as a San Dimas resident. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Betsy has a scratch.
That's a what?
Betsy, my car. She has a big old scratch on her side. Honey, I've had her since college.
I know, honey. Take her to Crossroads Auto Body Repair at 3045 Crossroads Drive. It's going to be okay. Remember, that's where you told me to take my car because they do minor and major auto body repair and full paint jobs. And it looks like she could use one.
Crossroads Auto Body Repair.
You know they do free estimates. Call 530-226-0992. Write it down.
Got it. 530-226-0992.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender. At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank. Member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Your consultant, and I really appreciate you being here today. We have an excellent program for you here. We have my friend and special guest in the studio, Mr. Ben Socek. He's the owner, operator of Home Downsizing Solutions. And Ben, welcome back to Senior Care Live.
Great to be back. And again, hopefully we can give some great information to your listeners and be of value to them.
Excellent, excellent. I know you will. You're always full of wonderful information. And for our listeners, write down this phone number. You are going to be very interested. If this service is in your anywhere on your radar, you're going to want to reach out to Ben. It's 855-291-5005. That's 855-291-5005. And that's the toll-free number for Home Downsizing Solutions. And you could also go online. It's a brand-new website. It's an awesome site. Check it out at homedownsizing.com, homedownsizing.com. And, Ben, remind us again, tell us about the services offered by Home Downsizing Solutions.
Absolutely, Steve. One of the things I guess I like to – a phrase I like to use is we provide the fastest, easiest, most convenient way to sell a house and downsize or move into senior living. We attempt to do everything that we can to make it as easy and stress-free for the homeowner and the families involved. Often, of course, you know there are families involved to help a person get from point A to point B, and especially if they're out of the area, if there's multiple siblings involved, we by being able to buy the house in its as-is condition, with or without all the stuff, and allow a person to stay in the house sometimes for up to 90 days, sometimes or more if we have arrangements for that. Just doing everything that we can to make selling the house and moving to a senior living or downsizing as easy as possible so that the family doesn't have to stress about that house.
You know, I am going to speak with one of my latest clients about Home Downsizing Solutions. Long story short, we were going to look for a place for both the husband and wife. Unfortunately, he very unexpectedly passed away. And they did not see that one coming. I mean, he had some health issues, but this was a total surprise, horrible situation. And so I had to shift gears and then look for placement just for mom, rather than mom and dad. And so it kind of narrowed the scope a little bit, a little closer to the kids' house. And the kids are saying, hey, we don't want to deal with the house. She's saying, I want out of the house. And she's kind of throwing a lot of stuff away, and she's wanting to move fairly soon. So that might be kind of a perfect opportunity for Home Downsizing Solutions to come in. And you buy the house as is. In as is condition, you can take what you need and just walk away.
Correct. If a person doesn't want to or isn't able to do repairs and updates, if the house needs that, that's the typical house that we work with does need some repairs and updating. If they don't want to get the house into a show-ready condition and have showings or have the house kept in show-ready condition and prepared for showings at any given time, then we can be an excellent alternative to a traditional listing. So, again, we just do whatever we can to make it as easy as possible for the person to or family to sell that house and focus on the more important things, which is getting a parent or loved one to a better place for them.
Yep, absolutely. And the niche that you have really developed and carved out over all of these years is really focusing on a senior looking to move from their home to a senior care community. That's kind of a segment, if you will, that you serve very, very well.
Well, thank you. That's obviously what I've tried to do for years. Again, the first 10 years that I was in this business, I focused, really didn't focus on any specific place and quite frankly wasn't quite sure why a person would sell a house in any other manner besides through an agent.
Yeah.
But it was after the 2008 market correction that more and more seniors or people that owned their house a long time didn't have to sell. They had no absolute need to sell, but they wanted to. And so they found the services that we offer, making it very easy to sell the house in its as-is current condition, with or without the stuff, and they could just easily move to the new home that they wanted to get into. And so that's what really taught me about how important the service was and why now I focus on helping people that want to downsize and move to senior living.
Absolutely. If this is on your radar, if this is raising some questions and you're like, well, now, wait a minute, maybe we need to look into that, reach out to Ben Socheck with Home Downsizing at 855-291-5005 or go online to the brand new website. It's a very nice website, homedownsizing.com, just like it sounds, homedownsizing.com. And Ben, speaking of the traditional real estate market, I'm hearing that houses, at least in the Midwest and especially where I live, they're still going, 20 showings in a day and 10 offers over list. So it's still very, very hot in our area.
In general, I think that's correct. Even though interest rates have doubled or so, approximately, in the last 12 months or so, because of that, some of the issues are that people aren't selling their house and moving because if they sold their house, if they have a 3% interest rate on, they don't want to buy a different house and now be looking at a 6 or 7% interest rate.
Yeah.
So people are staying put, which is reducing the supply of housing on the market. And so that's even though interest rates have gone up as much as they have, it's still a pretty good market for sellers out there. I'd say from what I've seen and heard, it's more difficult for if a person has, again, repairs, if a house needs repairs and updates, maybe not quite so much of a hot market than it was 12 months ago. But certainly if your house is in great condition and is what buyers are looking for, then it still is a very difficult market to find a home,
yeah,
and a very good market if you're looking to sell.
And that's right. And I guess the caveat is there is demand if that is a walk-in, livable, ready-to-go house that's in basically new condition, or it's been completely updated, overhauled, and the new buyer just literally walks in and they set up shop and they don't have to do anything. If you're in a house that your parents have lived in for 20, 30, 40, 50 years, it's probably not in, you know, retail ready. I wouldn't think.
Correct. And that typically I would agree with you there that most retail buyers are going to see, you know, some dating, some things that need to be updated, some repairs that need to be done. And yes, they're going to be more critical of that house that doesn't have new kitchens, new bathrooms, all the new things. And that's a big question. If a person wants to sell a house, do you want to call contractors? Do you want to work with get multiple contractors for bids and everything that comes with that to ensure that all the work is being done up in good quality too? So yeah. You don't just want something done and thrown together. So that's all things that a person needs to take into account if the house does need repairs and updates, of which avenue to sell that house is best for them.
And a lot of these older homes that need, you know, repairs, updates, et cetera, we're talking tens of thousands of dollars, maybe $50,000 to $100,000, depending on the size of the house and a lot of other factors. But I'll tell you what, if I'm the adult children and I've kind of inherited this house, I don't think I want to deal with all that. I would rather just call you and say, hey, why don't we just talk about selling this as is so I can just really conveniently just walk away.
Correct. It's, you know, you watch all the DIY shows, and it's a great thought of bringing in people and making a house brand new again. And some people are very good at that. But if a family is, especially if a family is the siblings or the kids are out of the area and they need to help the parent or loved one get to someplace better, then it can turn into a nightmare as well.
Yeah, I personally would not want to take that on. Yeah. Right? So again, if this is resonating with you, reach out to Ben Socek with Home Downsizing Solutions at 855-291-5005 or go online at homedownsizing.com. We'll have more with Ben coming up in just a minute. But first of all, let's not forget about the Senior Care Live question of the week. To own a Home Downsizing Solutions franchise, you must be a licensed real estate professional. Is that statement true or false? What do you think?
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
And now, Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting, with the Senior Care Minute.
Are your legal affairs in order? Are your legal documents up to date? Many people are very surprised to learn their documents fall short when they need to use them. Does your healthcare power of attorney meet HIPAA regulations? Does your power of attorney for finance have specific examples of when authority can be exercised? Or is it a simple one- or two-page document? Do you realize that a will goes to probate and a trust avoids probate? Did you check the TOD box on your car title? If you haven't updated your legal documents in the last 5 years, consult with an experienced elder law attorney or estate planning attorney immediately. I'm Steve Kuecker, and that's the Senior Care Minute.
The Senior Care Minute, sponsored by Senior Care Consulting. Know your options. Choose with care at SeniorCareConsulting.com.
Hey, I'm Richard Gerhart, founder of Gerhart Law, specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights. Find out more about us at GerhartLaw.com. Along with Elizabeth, we host Passage to Profit, Road to Entrepreneurship.
And here's Kathy Caprino, global career and leadership coach.
I suggest everybody who's listening who says, I don't really know what I'm great at, go somewhere quiet with a pad and pencil, shut off all devices, and here's a tip. Write down the 20, I call them the 20 facts of you, the accomplishments you've had that you've made that you are most proud of. And I don't care if it's when you were 10 and you had the best lemonade stand. What you're most proud of. And then what you want to do is dimensionalize what are the skills and talents that I have that I could achieve that.
This Passage to Profit Minute was brought to you by Gerhart Law, especially
specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights, serving entrepreneurs worldwide.
To find a broadcast near you, visit our website at patentstoprofitshow.com.
I had an important job, and it wasn't just a job, it was keeping my brothers and sisters safe. And coming back, it felt like kind of thrown away. If it hadn't have been for Wounded Warrior Project, I honestly don't know if I would be here. It was like, I got my family back again. We all felt the connection, like that brother and sisterhood.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Donna by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
This message is from our sponsor, Subaru, and the 2023 Subaru Forester. With standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, award-winning safety technology, and up to 33 miles per gallon for go-everywhere capability. It features 74.2 cubic feet of cargo space with an extra-wide rear gate opening, making it easy for you to bring along your gear. The 2023 Subaru Forester, the SUV for all you love. Learn more at Subaru.com.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now, Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full-throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475-horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary Direct Connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. It's time to see the forest through the trees. After the mainstream media's nonstop coverage of the Trump indictment, his 2024 polls continue to surge. Do Democrats in the mainstream media actually want Trump to get the nomination just so he would lose? Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, go to SeniorCareLive.com. All right, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. To own a home downsizing solutions franchise, you must be a licensed real estate professional. Is that statement true or false? And the answer is false. The answer is false. And Ben, why is that statement false?
A person to become a franchisee with Home Downsizing Solutions does not have to be a real estate professional. And I'm primarily looking for a person that is possibly or probably already in the senior living space or providing services to seniors in some manner and would like or understands, I guess, and sees the value of providing a real estate solution to seniors that want to sell a house and downsize. And so if a person wants to be of value to seniors, that's really what we're looking for with that. But, yes, a person does not have to be a real estate professional to purchase a franchise.
Okay, that is really good to know. And I think it's really important to cover that because I think a lot of people probably think, oh, well, you have to be a realtor. Or they, mm-hmm. they make some assumptions that, well, that's not totally true.
That's correct. A person does not have to be a licensed agent in order to become involved with this.
And, in fact, you don't have to be a licensed agent at all to buy someone's house in an as-is condition and help them, you know, with that transition to that next step into senior care, et cetera. A license is not required at all.
Correct. In my case, I do have a license. For me personally, I think that's a good thing because
sure.
that way I can offer a homeowner multiple solutions. If I was just an agent and wanted to just list houses, I've known of circumstances where agents have pushed a homeowner in that one direction because that was the only solution they could provide.
Mm-hmm.
And at the same time, if a homeowner or a home buyer is not licensed, then they're hesitant to offer any other solution. So that's another reason why we're a great fit for people is because we can offer multiple solutions for getting a house sold for individuals.
just another reason to reach out to Ben Socek with Home Downsizing Solutions at 855-291-5005. That's 855-291-5005 or online at homedownsizing.com. I almost said homedownsizingsolutions.com. That still works, doesn't it?
That does still work, yes. Either way.
Okay, but we're gonna shorten it up, make it so easy to remember. homedownsizing.com. All right, and then Ben, on the break, you had mentioned another service, and just another way to help your clients getting creative.
Correct. The one thing that I've always tried to do over the 25 plus years now that I've been in this business is always trying to stay in front of competition, I guess you might say, always trying to, more importantly, provide the services that people want from a home buying company and provide the best services with the best value for them. And so one thing that I'm considering offering is the ability for people to sell a house and stay in the house. So some people may have heard of those services out there. There's not a lot of them, but I think there are a couple of them that are out there.
Mm-hmm.
And so I am considering adding that to our list of services as well. So if a person wants to stay in a house, but especially, and to step back a little bit, I have heard that I think up to 90% of seniors want to stay in their house as long as possible.
That is absolutely a fact.
That is a fact.
And, yeah.
And I don't blame them a bit. If I was comfortable in my home that I've been in for years and years, I think I'd want to stay in the house too. And so I think a lot of times, or sometimes I should say, a person wants to stay in a house, but maybe there are modifications that need to be made to the house in order to be safe in that house. And that's something that I think we could do if we were to purchase a house, make the modifications that a person wants or needs,
mm-hmm.
and then let the person rent the house back or have some type of arrangement
mm-hmm.
if they need in-home care. I think we could work that into the equation as well.
Okay.
So, again,
that's more
just
of
looking,
a kind of a turnkey approach in with that type of a service.
Correct. Again, just looking to take what a person, a homeowner, wants to see happen and figure out how we can best serve them for that.
Okay, that sounds very, very interesting. So yet, this is, again, another way to serve clients and meet their needs, because this isn't a one-size-fits-all situation. Some people may want to sell their house, and maybe they're ready to move to a senior care community, but it might be a few weeks or maybe a month, month and a half, before their assisted living apartment's available. So that's the solution for them. Maybe this is a retail sale solution. Ben can help you with that. Maybe you want to stay in the house, but you want to sell the house and then have that wrapped into this this holistic approach with home modifications, bringing in care, et cetera. So all of these solutions are available to you. Again, with Ben Socek from Home Downsizing Solutions, 855-291-5005, 855-291-5005, or online at homedownsizing.com. And Ben, let's not forget to mention your book. I looked at that again, and it's loaded with great information.
Well, thanks, Steve. That's obviously what I have tried to do by creating that, is to give a person that is looking to downsize or sell a house and downsize or move to senior living as much information about the process of selling a house as I can. The other thing that I'll mention here today is I am looking at writing another book.
Okay.
That is hopefully going to be of more value to individuals. It would have the same content as this Home Downsizing Secrets does, but also have more information about the different steps before selling a house.
Okay.
And you might say the different services available or that could be available to help a person that wants to sell a house and downsize. So, senior placement services, for instance, senior move managers. And so I think there's a lot of other information that I can incorporate into that book, again, to have the book be of more value. And that's something that I'm always trying to do. And so if your listeners have any ideas of what they would like to see in the book that would help them out, I'm always open to new ideas, of course.
Absolutely. So give your feedback. First of all, request a copy of the book. Ben, how much is the book?
The book is free.
Okay. And what's it called again?
Home Downsizing Secrets.
Okay. And how would they get in touch with you and request a copy of Home Downsizing Secrets?
They can go to the website, homedownsizingsecrets.com, and the book is free. They just pay shipping and handling, and that's really the best way to contact us for the book at this point.
Okay, and if you have any ideas, just say, hey, Ben, I think this would be a good idea for your next book. So that's really cool that you're writing another one. Again, Ben Socheck with Home Downsizing Solutions, 855-291-5005, or online at homedownsizing.com. And Ben, thanks so much for being here today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me again, Steve. And as always, hopefully the listeners receive some value, and if they have any ideas what they'd like me to speak about in regards to downsizing, I'd love to talk about that.
Excellent, excellent. Reach out to Ben right away, and he will take great care of you. And with that, don't go away. I'll be right back in just a minute.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. Stick around. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Starting March 12th, every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue, open and free, every other Sunday, right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Hi, this is Elle. Join me and my good friend and co-host Ron Lim for our new show, Ask Elle, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Every Tuesday night at 6 p.m., we'll be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here Tuesday nights at 6 p.m.
Brought to you by New Life Discovery Project.
It's the Ramsey Show, where we talk about your life and your money. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and hear us online at kcnr1460.com. Don't miss Armstrong and Getty, plus Ben Shapiro, and Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott, featuring special guests talking about local issues on KCNR.
Dr. Christian Conti. Emotional experiences are personal. You don't have to describe them to others because ultimately you cannot fully do so anyway. Emotions are feeling experiences. So when we attempt to put words to those experiences, we seem to fall short. And that's okay. We don't have to convey everything to others to at least convey that we're suffering or that we need support. People don't have to feel what you feel or even experience what you experience to stand in the depth of your pain with you. share your life. Reach out for support, but don't be disappointed when no one but you really, totally understands you. For insight along the way in your journey, visit drchristianconti.com and be sure to like us on Facebook.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information. Subscription required.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 90% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to 4hymns.com/joy. At Hymns, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the biggest brands at 90% off. That's right. Get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but 90% cheaper. It's the same medication you get from your doctor, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hymns.com/joy. That's 4hymns.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For podcasts of the program, go to SeniorCareLive.com or wherever you get your podcasts. Well, have you heard the latest?
And now, Senior Care in the News. A news report from Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting.
All right, this is from, in case you have not heard, it's kind of exciting and kind of anticlimactic, if you will. This is from NBC News, April the 10th. Biden signs bill ending the COVID national emergency. That's right, President Joe Biden on, this would have been this last Monday, signed into law a Republican-backed resolution. Why do they always have to do all of that? This stuff, all this political stuff just drives me nuts. Anyway, signed a resolution that immediately terminates the COVID virus national emergency, first declared, if you can believe this, a little over 3 years ago, March 2020. That seems like not very long ago, and it also seems like a lifetime ago, doesn't it? All at the same time, everything that all of us went through, oh my goodness. The measure ends the national emergency a month earlier than the Biden administration had planned. A separate public health emergency tied to COVID will remain until May the 19th. And I'm not even going to get into all that one because that one kind of drives me crazy. The vote to end the national emergency before May has caused the administration to wind down some of its emergency programs more quickly over the past few months and notify those affected by the change. Among the affected programs are mortgage forbearance at the Department of HUD, Housing and Urban Development, and relaxed Veteran Affairs Department requirements for home visits to evaluate eligibility for caregiver assistance, the official said. And it goes on to say, you know, a bunch of other stuff. So basically, you know, how do you feel about the COVID-19 national emergency officially coming to an end? I think most of us are just way, way, way over it. However, some people, and again, I'm not going to get political or critical. Some people just can't let it go. And they're still falling for all of the fear mongering that you see on some of these television channels because it's control through fear. They're still trying to do it. So don't fall for it. I think we're all pretty much over it. So then my question was, well, how does this affect the healthcare industry? Because as you recall, I had some Senior Care in the News reports about the healthcare industry. It was already critically short on staffing, and then the healthcare industry basically mandated that everyone working in healthcare, you must be vaccinated. Well, guess what? a whole bunch of people said, nah, I don't think so. I'll just go do something else. And they left. And this has caused a catastrophic staffing shortage all throughout our entire healthcare system. So I wondered, well, how is this affecting the healthcare industry? This is from CBS News, March 21st. From addiction treatment to nursing homes, the end of COVID emergency will bring changes across U.S. healthcare system. The Biden administration's decision to end the COVID-19 public health emergency in May will institute sweeping changes across the healthcare system that go far beyond many people having to pay more for COVID tests. So if I don't know if you have tried to pick up a COVID test here recently. I actually did. And I said, yeah, I think my insurance will pay for eight a month. And they said, no. And I had to sign this piece of paper. Everything was different. And they said, your insurance will now pay for eight per year per person in your household. So they're cutting way, 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 way back on that, which I think is okay. All right. So that if you are out of test, we had a couple of tests left. We wanted to run a couple of tests on our kids. We just want to make sure. And they were outdated. So we went to get some new ones, and I found that out. I found that out just about a week ago. But we have a lot of other changes here. In response to the pandemic, the federal government in 2020 suspended many of its rules on how care is delivered, and that transformed essentially every corner of American healthcare, from hospitals and nursing homes to public health and treatment for people recovering from addiction. So it goes on to say that as the government prepares to reverse some of those steps, here's a glimpse of the ways patients will be affected. So training rules for nursing home staff get stricter. And basically, I'll just paraphrase it. The rules were relaxed during COVID because of this catastrophic staffing shortage, the rules for training and bringing in new folks, they were relaxed. But now they're going to go back to the original guidelines, which, by the way, we're going the wrong way here. So we already lost all these people, and guess what? Most of them, they're not coming back. Even if you say, oh, hey, listen, we want you back now, you don't have to be vaccinated. They're like, nah, I don't think so. I'm done. So now that we're dealing with this catastrophic staffing shortage with relaxed training and implementation policies, now we're going to go back to the original one, which would make everything a lot more strict. I think it's actually going to make things worse. I agree we need to go back to the original guidelines, but it's just going to make things worse. Okay, and then it goes on to say treatment threatened for people recovering from addiction. So some changes to substance abuse and addiction treatment and response. So it went on in quite some detail about how the changes will occur there. Hospitals return to normal, and then it says somewhat, kind of, sort of, right? So during the pandemic, CMS has tried to limit problems that could arise if there weren't enough healthcare workers to treat the patients. So they ended up using, you know, a lot more nurse practitioners and physician assistants and that sort of thing when caring for Medicare patients. And then once the emergency ends, all of those exceptions will disappear. And then surveillance of infectious diseases, there will be changes in the way that COVID is tracked and reported. So, again, nowhere in that article does it mention that the vaccine mandate will be lifted for healthcare workers. It does not go that far. Now, maybe it's coming, but I have not read that yet, so I'm really, really interested to see where this is going to end up. So will they lift the vaccine requirement for healthcare workers? Here's another question. Our military, we're not recruiting. We have a lot of people leaving. We have very, very low recruitment right now for multiple reasons, but part of that is that vaccine requirement. So are you going to lift the vaccine requirement for our military? I'm going to be watching out for that. And then, I swear I'm not dreaming this, just like that, the next article I read. So, oh, by the way, the pandemic's over. And then the next article, CDC warns of Ebola-like disease. And I'm like, and this one was from Fox News, but it was reported by a bunch of other outlets, right? So there's one from CBS, one from NBC, one from Fox. So all these are mainstream media outlets. But I'm sitting there going, okay, so you're losing your power because of the fear. Fear drives people to depend on you, which then produces power. From Fox News, Marburg virus. I think I'm saying that right. CDC warns U.S. public health officials of Ebola-like disease. And it's going on to talk about this, advising the American public health officials and doctors to be on the outlook. Be afraid. Fear. Tremble. Listen to us so that we can control you some more. That's what it feels like. Remember when COVID was winding down and kind of hit a big lull in there? Oh, monkeypox, monkeypox, beware, beware, monkeypox. And then COVID started to rear up and raise its ugly head again. Now it's officially declared the emergency. I mean, it's still here. It's still a dangerous disease, but it's nothing anywhere like it used to be. But now all of a sudden, Ebola, Ebola, Marburg, Marburg. So here's the bottom line is use your common sense and don't get too wound up about it because, again, according to our administration, President Biden signs a bill ending the COVID national emergency.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. To contact Steve or a guest on his show, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more coming up.
And now, Steve Kuiker, president of Senior Care Consulting, with the Senior Care Minute.
Are your legal affairs in order? Are your legal documents up to date? Many people are very surprised to learn their documents fall short when they need to use them. Does your healthcare power of attorney meet HIPAA regulations? Does your power of attorney for finance have specific examples of when authority can be exercised? Or is it a simple one- or two-page document? Do you realize that a will goes to probate and a trust avoids probate? Did you check the TOD box on your car title? If you haven't updated your legal documents in the last 5 years, consult with an experienced elder law attorney or estate planning attorney immediately. I'm Steve Kuiker, and that's the Senior Care Minute.
The Senior Care Minute, sponsored by Senior Care Consulting. Know your options. Choose with care at SeniorCareConsulting.com.
Does your business serve the elderly and their caregivers? In our area, there are hundreds of thousands of people either receiving or providing senior care, and they need to know about you. A unique and successful radio program called Senior Care Live is the perfect opportunity to let your target audience know about your amazing products and services. Senior Care Live is currently adding a limited number of partner sponsors, and if you're aligned with their mission, they want to talk to you. They're interested in partnering with hospital organizations, physician groups, home care providers, estate planning and elder law practices, financial advisors, insurance companies, real estate brokers, home health agencies, and other providers serving the elderly and their caregivers. Senior Care Live has a limited number of partner sponsor opportunities, so call now at 913-945-2800, 913-945-2800, or visit SeniorCareLive.com. SeniorCareLive.com.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Attention all hunting enthusiasts. Don't miss the 29th annual banquet for the Redding chapter of the Safari Club International taking place at 5
p.m. at the Wind River Resort Center on April 29th. This year's event promises to be bigger and better than ever, featuring an exciting auction with amazing prizes such as hunting trips, guns, equipment, and artwork. And that's not all. There'll be games and a drawing for even more chances to win. For more information and to get your tickets, go to scireading.org. We'll see you there.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know what's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
This message is from our sponsor, Subaru, and the 2023 Subaru Forester. With standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, award-winning safety technology, and up to 33 miles per gallon for go-everywhere capability. It features 74.2 cubic feet of cargo space with an extra-wide rear gate opening, making it easy for you to bring along your gear. The 2023 Subaru Forester, the SUV for all you love. Learn more at Subaru.com.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary direct connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet.
It's time to see the forest through the trees. After the mainstream media's nonstop coverage of the Trump indictment, his 2024 polls continue to surge. Do Democrats in the mainstream media actually want Trump to get the nomination just so he would lose? Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. All right, so let me just roll out a little teaser for you here. So I am having a brand new website built, and man, this thing is nice. This is going to be super nice. It is. It's going to be built properly for, you know, all of the technological reasons, but it is going to be loaded with information. You are going to love it. And it says just right out of the gate, Senior Care Consulting, a placement service with integrity. I love that. It says find the right senior care community. There again, it's loaded with tons and tons of just educational information that can help you kind of move along your journey in that search and selection process. It's going to talk about what assisted living is, memory care, long-term care, talk about continuing care, retirement communities, all of the differences, all the similarities, might put some average pricing in there, talks about Senior Care Consulting, my firm, and what we offer. Again, that placement service with integrity. It's also going to differentiate why we are different. What do you mean, Steve? Different from what? Why is Senior Care Consulting something different in the marketplace? And if you remember, I think I talked about it, I think it was last week, maybe a couple weeks before that, but Senior Care Consulting is now expanding all across the nation. And we're different than the free referral services. There's a whole huge industry out there with all these free referral services. I'm not going to belabor the point today, but they're free to you because these services, these people, these companies, they don't work for you. That's why they're free for you. They're not objective. They're not working in your best interest. They're trying to fill their clients' buildings. That's it. That's the whole point. And then their clients pay them thousands, big time money in kickbacks to convince you to pick one of the places that they have a marketing and sales and marketing agreement with. That's it, basically. That's the long and the short of it. We have nothing to do with that. We will never have anything to do with that. Senior Care Consulting, we don't receive any reimbursement from any senior care provider, period. That's because we work directly for our clients. And a term that I'm going to start using more and more frequently, because I think most people understand what this is. We use a fiduciary type of an approach, meaning we are obligated to work in our client's best interest. Well, the first step in working in your client's best interest is that you work for your clients, right? Directly for the families in need, directly for the individuals and the families in your clients who are going through that search and selection process, and they need some help from a professional. So that's why we're different. We're going to explain all of that in detail. It will be just as clear as a bell. We're going to have a resources page, again, with just tons of information. And then we're going to also talk about own a business that makes a difference. And it will go on to say, as a senior care consulting franchisee, you will help families and individuals find the most appropriate senior care community meeting their exact needs. It goes on to say, pour your passion into a service that makes a difference. Enjoy work-life balance and operate a purpose-driven business that you can be proud of. So it goes on to talk about that. And there's going to be a statistics page. You can sign up for an e-newsletter and a lot of emails with a lot of information that will be going out. We're going to have a blog section that will be robust. And man, I can't wait to see this. It's in development. I'm hoping that by May 1, this thing's up and running. I think June 1 at the latest. But anyway, this thing is just going to be super, super nice, super excited to share that with you. And when that's ready to go, and you can visit the website now. It's not a bad website. This new one though, woo! Oh, it's going to be so nice. I think you're really going to like it. And then here recently, I've had a lot of calls, and I've had emails and even some texts asking, so now what is it that you do again at Senior Care Consulting? And as you've heard me say many times before on the program, if I get a lot of the same question, I just kind of feel a nudge to share that with the national audience through the radio program, because if I'm hearing about that, and it's a similar question or the same question over and over and over in a short time frame, then I think I need to answer that, because I think a lot more people might want to know that. So simply put, Senior Care Consulting helps our clients, families and individuals, through the search and selection process. We help them determine exactly what they need, then help them find the best place available when searching for an assisted living community, a memory care community, long-term care, that's also known by a lot of folks as a nursing home. I've also mentioned many times the industry does not like the nursing home term because it comes with a lot of baggage in stereotype. Okay, I generally describe that as long-term care. That's that medical model for 24/7 medical care. And then we can also help our clients, again, individuals and couples. I mean, gosh, I'm working with a lot of couples right now. Searching for a continuing care retirement community. And so what we do is, first of all, we offer a free consultation. I would invite you to reach out for a free consultation to see how we might be able to help you. That phone number is 913-945-2800. 913-945-2800. You can also visit online at seniorcareconsulting.com. But in the free consultation, it's very educational. We cover a lot of ground. But if you should decide to move forward, and most of the individuals and families and couples that we meet with, they're like, wow, that sounds exactly what we need. Yeah, let's go ahead and get this process started. We conduct a geriatric care assessment, again, to determine exactly what you need. We research the entire marketplace to identify your top options. We tour those top options with you and ask a lot of questions and gather a lot of information. And then we produce a report that has all of that information discovered to help you make an informed decision and move forward with confidence. Again, that's the very short version of what we do every single day since 2002. If you need help, if you know someone that needs help, again, reach out, 913-945-2800, or visit online at seniorcareconsulting.com. All right, I'm Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. Join me next week, right here on Senior Care Live.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tayshia Stevens. Over 100 violent teenagers descended on downtown Chicago Saturday night, stomping on cars while setting other cars on fire. Footage shows a wall of teenagers trying to breach barricades at Millennium Park. Teenagers are banned from that area unless they're with a parent. Police said most of the charges were for reckless conduct, but a 16-year-old was also charged with unlawful use of a weapon. Two others were charged with possession of a stolen vehicle. A bystander was attacked while sitting in his car. He had to be taken to the hospital. Police were seen escorting innocent bystanders and tourists to their cars. President Biden's embrace of electric vehicles is not shared by many Americans. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton explains.
The Biden administration is proposing strict new automobile pollution limits that would require up to two-thirds of new vehicles sold in the U.S. to be electric by 2032. But the president's electric push is getting pushback from Americans, according to several polls, including a new AP-NORC survey that finds about half of U.S. adults are unlikely to go electric, citing high prices and too few charging stations. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The Environmental Protection Agency is proposing a limit on the use of the chemical ethylene oxide.
The proposal comes after the EPA found a higher-than-expected cancer risk in facilities that use the chemical to sterilize billions of medical devices each year. The agency says its proposal will reduce ethylene oxide emissions from 86 medical sterilization facilities across the United States by roughly 80%. The companies will also have to measure the chemical in the air.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. A dancer suspended high above a stage during a live performance at the Coachella Music Festival Saturday fell 20 feet to the ground. More on these stories at townhall.com.
You take the time to really get to know your body, you find that the root causes of its aches and pains are usually simple. The older we get, the more exercise we undertake, and the more injuries we sustain, the more inflammation our bodies suffer from. It's so simple. And my answer to that pain is Relief Factor, which I discovered years ago and take every single day to great effect. It helps the body to fight off inflammation, and I've never found anything that worked better in my life. I can't recommend it enough. 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference. Relieffactor.com.
The search continues for three American men off the coast of Mexico.
The Mexican Navy and the U.S. Coast Guard say the men were last heard from April 4th when they said they were planning to take on supplies in Cabo San Lucas at the southern tip of Baja California Peninsula. They had also indicated they would report in before continuing on to San Diego. But the Coast Guard says the men have not made any contact. They were on a 44-foot sailboat. Jason Walker reporting.
Hurdle, the name that tune game inspired by the Wordle craze, is being dropped by Spotify less than a year after the music streaming giant acquired it. Similar to what the New York Times own Wordle does with letters, Hurdle plays fleeting moments of a song, and then you guess the song. The goal is to get you to listen to the entire song. They said they're going to focus on another way of achieving that goal. News and analysis at townhall.com. In Japan, a famous old stadium could come down.
One historic baseball stadium in Tokyo, where Babe Ruth played, could be demolished. It's part of a disputed redevelopment plan harshly criticized by environmentalists. Ruth played in 1934 at the Meiji Jingu Stadium on a barnstorming tour with other American stars that included Lou Gehrig, Lefty Gomez, and Jimmy Fox. Ruth homered several times before 60,000 fans in games at the stadium. Plans to save Meiji Jingu have been dismissed by developers and politicians. John Scott reporting.
Louisiana Senator Dr. Bill Cassidy says a Texas judge's ruling on an abortion pill is being misconstrued. He said the basis of the April 7th decision to remove FDA approval for the drug mifepristone had to do with the drug's accelerated pathway. Cassidy, who's a doctor, said accelerated pathway applies to drugs that treat an illness, and he says it's a stretch to call pregnancy an illness. More on these stories at townhall.com.
What's being hidden from us about the COVID-19 scenario, about covert climate engineering operations that are wreaking havoc with weather all over the world, about the totality of unfolding and accelerating global environmental collapse. If you're willing to face and investigate shocking, verifiable realities that mainstream media sources and their distract and divide talking heads will never tell you, tune into the commercial-free, non-political Global Alert News Hour, Saturday at 11 a.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. It's the weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine. We've got podcasts throughout the week, but this is our program that goes out across the U.S. and Canada. It is available to you via your radio or via online. You got a mobile device, you got a smart speaker, you can listen to Intelligent Medicine in real time. 877-726-8255, our number. The ground rules has to do with intelligent medicine. That means the best of natural therapies, the best of high-tech therapies. If you've got a medical dilemma, if you have a health conundrum, 877-726-8255 is the number to call. Or if you simply have a comment about what's going on the health front or about something that I said on the program, 877-726-8255, our number this hour and next. Okay, this week we've got lots to talk about, but I'm going to focus on sugar. And these days I think it is a verity that sugar is bad for you, that we're consuming all too much. And I'm going to take an especially close look at fructose, fruit sugar. We get it from fruit, but we also get it in Trojan horse fashion from our sugar-sweetened beverages. Even juice is often spiked with extra high-fructose corn syrup. Candies are. Many processed foods are. Even ketchup and condiments are. And so we're getting a big dollop of that particular type of sugar. We're going to focus on that in just a few moments. 877-726-8255, our number. And so this week, the headline in Medscape: study offers dozens of reasons to cut sugar. And it's based on a new study just out this week. A new compilation of nearly all research to date on the health impacts of sugar offers dozens of reasons to cut back now. To give you an idea, the daily per capita intake of sugar on average in the U.S. by U.S. adults is 126.4 grams per day of sugar. Now, do the math, because a teaspoon is about 4.5, 5 grams. A heaping teaspoon, yeah, 5 grams of sugar. So if you do the math, 126 divided by 5, that means that the average American is consuming about 25 teaspoons of sugar per day. And the recommendation is not to completely cut sugar. The recommendation is to reduce it to about 11 grams per day. That would be a couple of teaspoons per day. Who's doing that? So in this study, researchers from China and the U.S. collaborated, and they rounded up 8,601 scientific studies. They combined them in something called a meta-analysis to evaluate sugar's impact on 83 different health outcomes. Now, this accounts for decades of research on this subject, stretching back to the beginning of the largest electronic databases for scientific papers. So what they found is that the world's most common health problems, like heart disease, diabetes, obesity, high blood pressure, heart attack, high cholesterol, cancer, and depression, were associated, very closely associated, with sugar intake. The research looked at studies that evaluated the impacts of consuming free sugars, which means any food that contains processed or naturally occurring sugars, like table sugar, honey, or maple syrup. So it didn't really distinguish. What they found, that they actually discriminated between these free sugars, these added sugars, and sugar that's found in whole fruits and vegetables and in milk. Milk contains sugar, but it's in the form of lactose, unless it's sugar-sweetened chocolate milk or something like that. U.S. dietary guidelines recommend getting no more than 10% of daily calories from added sugar, and that's still a lot. That's still a lot. For a typical 2,000 calorie per day diet, that equals no more than 200 calories, or about 12 teaspoons. That's still a lot. The CDC reports that the average person consumes 17 teaspoons per day. To give you some context, a 12-ounce can of soda contains the equivalent of 9 teaspoons of sugar. So what did they find? Well, first of all, correlation is not necessarily causation, because people eat a lot of sugar, they also do a lot of other bad things. They don't exercise, they eat a lot of other bad fast food, their lifestyles are less healthy, and generally they're less educated and more impoverished. So they may lead hard lives that cause them to be exposed to industrial pollutants. Maybe they live in the bad part of town, more exposed to exhaust fumes, factory fumes, etc., bad water. They found that the dietary pattern of eating a lot of sugar was associated with more frequent smoking and drinking, lower physical activity levels, and more time spent watching television, i.e. sedentary activity. So correlation isn't necessarily causation, but there's a lot of causation and a little bit of correlation. And what they found specifically, and this is kind of scary, we know weight gain, gout, type 2 diabetes, cardiovascular disease, certain cancer types. What were the cancers? Dietary sugar consumption was associated with a higher risk for certain cancers, including pancreatic cancer, of course. The pancreas is the place where sugar metabolism begins in the body. It's the place where insulin gets made. And one theory is that the pancreas gets overworked when you're consuming a lot of sugar. You develop what's called insulin resistance. You overproduce insulin to cope with the high sugar intake to process it. And eventually those cells go haywire and you develop pancreatic cancer. Also breast cancer, prostate cancer, overall cancer death. Bad cardiovascular outcomes, high blood pressure, coronary heart disease, heart attack, and stroke. Other health conditions, 45 others, including depression, dental problems, yeah, we know, sugar rots your teeth, and, surprisingly, asthma in children. Why not? Because, yeah, sugar may adversely affect the immune system. So this is a call to action to have people reduce their intake of sugar. So the question arises, though, oh, and by the way, additional study came out this week. It's entitled Sugary Beverages in Relation to Brain Structure and Incident Dementia. Okay. So sugary beverages, mostly sweetened these days with high fructose corn syrup, which we'll take up in just a moment. How is it different? How is this sugar different from all other sugars, to paraphrase the Passover Seder questions? Well, it turns out that fructose may have especially deleterious effects on the brain. It turns out that higher sugar-sweetened beverage intake was associated with a higher risk of dementia. Interestingly, in the study, so too was artificial sweeteners. So sweetened no-calorie or low-calorie sweeteners like NutraSweet and Splenda and Saccharin. These two were associated with higher risk of dementia. Moderate natural juice consumption was associated with a lower risk of dementia. Yeah, there's sugar in natural juice, but if you don't drink too much, it may even have a protective effect. So what's going on? The question that I'll pose and answer when we return is fructose, the demon spawn. Let's cut through the confusion. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, 877-726-8255. Join the conversation today here on Intelligent Medicine.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes. The number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. We put the power in probiotics. We were the first to emphasize the importance of postbiotic metabolites in creating and maintaining the biodiversity of flora in the gut microbiome for optimal digestion, gut, brain, immune, and hormonal health. Multi-year fermentation is key in producing the postbiotic metabolites that are found in exceptional probiotics like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Healthy fruits and vegetables are fermented, resulting in over 500 postbiotic metabolites for optimum digestive and immune support. So don't rely on a simple claim that the product has 50 billion or more CFUs. That is not the hallmark of how to gauge a powerful probiotic. Instead, look for diversity. Look for fermentation. Look for postbiotics. Look for Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are certified vegetarian and free of gluten, allergens, and GMOs. Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics today at fine health retailers everywhere and online.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. Although Coach Master is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Starting March 12th, every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue, open and free, every other Sunday, right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
DrHoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Settle back and listen and hopefully become more informed about a wide range of medical and health topics. 877-726-8255, our number if you want to get into the mix. You can pose a question, share a comment. We're talking sugar and a very big proportion of the sugar that we consume these days is in the form of fructose, specifically synthetically made high fructose corn syrup. So is fructose really the demon spawn? Should we be avoiding fruit, which after all are a source of fructose? Let's cut through the confusion. You know, there's been a long-term symbiosis, a positive, mutually beneficial interaction between humans and fruit. Ancient fruit provided sustenance to humans. Not that the fruit cared. Its evolutionary impetus to be sweet and attractive was to entice paleo humans to consume it and then spread its seeds far and wide, because the seeds are relatively indigestible, and you eat fruit and you may poop out the seeds, and yeah, you can then propagate a plant that can't just get up and walk to the other side of the mountain. So in turn, fruit nourished humans, not merely with calories, which was actually very important. You know, calories, very valuable in prehistoric times, because humans virtually were always up against it with starvation. But also fruit provided beneficial polyphenols to humans. And this ensured that the seed dispersers, that is us, would remain healthy and mobile. But paleo fruit was really paltry and seasonal. If you look at the way fruit was, apples were like little nubbly crab apples, and there weren't big succulent melons. You know, they were tiny and not that sweet. And same thing with berries. Wild berries tend to be tart. And many of the fruits that we now enjoy are the results of thousands of years of cultivation and hybridization and even genetic modification. So their sugar content's a far cry from that of their ancient predecessors. And we also have refrigeration and transport, which means we can get fruit all the time throughout the year, even in a season when it's cold and there's no fruit around. So from fruits we get fructose, and that and honey were our main sources of fructose until very recently in my lifetime, until the 1960s. I think it was around 1957 that they invented a process by which they could take corn and through a process of refining, turn it into something called HFCS, high fructose corn syrup. And this actually coincided with the geopolitical constraint of our estrangement from Cuba. You know, Cuba went to communism and we couldn't export as much sugar cane. High fructose corn sugar is actually cheaper to make than table sugar, which comes mostly from sugar beets. And here's a factoid. The U.S. is second only to Russia in cultivation of sugar beets, but it's actually cheaper to make high fructose corn syrup through an industrial process. 95% of sugar beets are GMO, as is corn now. So the way that high fructose corn syrup is made, you take cornstarch, which is composed of a necklace of glucose molecules, and you process it via enzymatic fermentation, and it yields a mixture which is roughly 50-50 fructose and glucose. Now, sucrose actually contains fructose, but sucrose is a disaccharide. It's two sugars linked together. And glucose is a single molecule, and so is fructose. So there's a problem. First is the quantitative leaf in fructose consumption, that the ubiquity of high fructose corn syrup represents. It's just everywhere, in everything, and it's cheap, and it's satisfying and enticing. It'll make everything taste better. The second is that unlike table sugar, which is sucrose, two molecules of sugar that need to be broken down, high fructose corn syrup delivers its fructose load more readily because there's no chemical bond joining the glucose and the fructose as in sucrose. And finally, the entirety of U.S. surplus fructose consumption now comes from the addition of high fructose corn syrup to non-traditional, highly palatable ultra-processed foods. So check out these statistics. High fructose corn syrup use in the United States began in the late 1960s. It peaked in the late 1990s. It's been fairly steady. There was a skyrocketing of availability of high fructose corn syrup from 4% to 12% to 36% of total sweeteners across the 10 years from 1975 to 1985, which is like the Carter-Reagan era. And the per capita availability of high fructose corn syrup increased 61%. From 1985 to 1993, high fructose corn syrup increased to 68 grams per day in per capita consumption. I can just reel out these numbers. But at this point, high fructose corn syrup represents about 50% of the sugar that we now take in.
I've got a unique vacation idea for you that's right here in the United States. If you're ready for a vacation that's fun and downright affordable, listen up. It's driving distance for many of you, so no planes, no airline delays, no hassles. It's Branson, Missouri, the entertainment capital of the Midwest. Live music for everyone. Branson has three beautiful, enormous lakes, water attractions, live shows, great food, and tons of entertainment. It's a perfect vacation for you and your family, or if you're retired and you want to have a great time. And you can stay in Branson for as low as $99 a night. Please understand, this is not a timeshare offer. It's a real vacation for as little as $99 a night. We've got a free vacation guide we want to send you right now. All you have to do is call for complete details. Get your free Branson, Missouri guide right now by calling this number.
800-268-8279. 800-268-8279. 800-268-8279. That's 800-268-8279.
If chocolate is your weakness, the real chocolate decadence of Flava Naturals Performance Dark Chocolate can be your strength. Extensive research demonstrates the remarkable benefits of daily cocoa flavanols on brain and heart function, including a recent Harvard study showing a 27% reduction in cardiovascular death. It may even be a helpful tool in managing cognitive decline. Flava Naturals dark chocolate bars and cocoa powder deliver 5 to 9 times the flavanols of typical dark chocolate with great flavor and minimal sugar. Their secret is sourcing premium, high flavanol cocoa beans and processing them naturally. The result is decadent dark chocolate with the flavanol levels needed to fuel brain and cardio performance. I use it every day. For more information and to order, just go to flavanaturals.com. That's flavanaturals.com. There you'll find the extensive research behind cocoa flavanol's benefits and great recipes, too. That's flavanaturals.com. Flavanaturals.com.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Fire and Destruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Here's the transformation that you promise. It also gets easier when you can go out and tell your story in an effective way. And then the last way for it to be nice and stable, short and long-term financial security. Build up a cash reserve, and suddenly, running a small business will be as stable as can be.
Join America's Small Business Conversation
on The Pat Miller Show.
Available now at patmillershow.com.
I had an important job, and it wasn't just a job, it was keeping my brothers and sisters safe. And coming back, it felt like kind of thrown away. If it hadn't been for Wounded Warrior Project, I honestly don't know if I would be here. It was like, I got my family back again. We all felt the connection, like that brother and sisterhood.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Donna by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
a regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you, and a big article coming up on the subject that we're talking about today. Fructose in our newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com and subscribe. We got a lot of affiliates, according to the folks at Radio America. I usually don't look at our affiliates list, but this time I did. I downloaded it, and we've got affiliates in Alaska, Arizona, Connecticut, Georgia, Indiana, Idaho, Kentucky, Louisiana, Maryland, Michigan. I think we have a caller from Michigan we're about to take in just a moment. Minnesota, Missouri, we've got Tennessee, we've got New Hampshire, we've got New York, Ohio, Wyoming, Pennsylvania. We've got affiliates across the country, and you can listen via your local radio station, AM or FM, or you can listen online, as many people do, or catch our podcasts, which are downloadable from usual podcast sources, or from our website at drhoffman.com. 877-726-8255, our number. By the way, that number available to you 24/7, so if you can't call during the show, you can record a question. But we've got a live caller, Tori from Long Island. Are you listening online, Tori?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm here. Sorry, I got disconnected. I am interested in knowing about the CBS pathways and when they don't function properly and you have a sulfur sensitivity.
Mm-hmm.
What can you do for it? What can you do for it?
What Tori's talking about is nutrigenomics. And it turns out that you can sometimes predict your additional requirements for certain nutrients based on a genetic profile. All you have to do is submit a saliva sample and send it to a lab that analyzes it. And they'll tell you if you have problems with metabolizing certain things. For example, some people have trouble metabolizing folate, so they need to take methylated folate in a prepared form, like a special form of not just old-fashioned folic acid, but sort of a hyped-up, body-ready form of methylated folate. Same thing with B12. Some people have problems with a B12 pathway. Other people have a problem with the transsulfuration pathway, which apparently somebody has pointed out to you, and that is often associated with detoxification. So do you have trouble when you drink wine? Are you what they call a cheap date?
Yeah.
Okay. And wine is high in sulfates, and to handle sulfites, you require more of certain nutrients. So the key nutrients that make a difference are B6, and a little bit of a weird one, molybdenum, or moly, not the drug, but the micronutrient molybdenum, and to some extent manganese, and potentially betaine. Betaine hydrochloride is sometimes helpful. Also, these patients don't do too well in terms of manufacturing glutathione, so we like glutathione. Is a precursor, N-acetylcysteine, or you can take glutathione products. And that should help you. Do you have chemical sensitivity as well?
No, not really.
Just a lot of allergies to foods and things?
Yes. Dairy, gluten, those types of things.
Mm-hmm. So you could take those additional nutrients and see if you can make that. It's a detox pathway, in essence. And the body has many detox pathways. And you can actually assist those detox pathways with taking certain nutrients. And depending on the flaw in your metabolism, and this is genetic, it's not your fault. You didn't do anything wrong. You may be born with this transsulfuration pathway weakness, so that your cup runneth over, so to speak, in terms of allergies more easily than other people when hit with an allergic challenge. So
right.
I think that's the import of that. Have you talked to your doctor about that, or naturopath, or whoever administered the test?
Yeah, I just actually discovered it and am working to find someone who understands it well enough. Gastroenterologists don't seem to.
No, they don't. That is not their forte. In fact,
there's
a woeful lack of understanding of nutrition, and in particular, nutrigenomics is a new science, and I think there are very few people who really have mastered it. Even in the integrative community, I've noticed sometimes people just say, oh, you know, take a lot of B vitamins. Okay, well, that may work for some people. For other people, it might send them on a jag. You know, they might get hyperstimulated and blown away from the B. So you have to understand the full picture, not just one, what is called a SNP. SNP is, you know, a code for a certain enzyme in the body, and the SNPs interact with one another, and, you know, sometimes one doesn't work well, or the other one works too well, and you kind of have to look at the whole picture. So I think there are some basic suggestions you can follow, and, you know, check back in with us in, you know, a few weeks or months if you see any improvements. We'd love to hear from you. 877-726-8255, our number. We got another call. Nancy from Michigan. Michigan, are you listening via one of our affiliates on the radio?
Yes, I am. I'm originally from Connecticut, so I just moved here, so I don't know if I'm on your New York band as well.
All right. Lucky you. You got an affiliate where you live. Great.
Great. Yep. Question. We're just talking about B vitamin, and I'm familiar with people being very short on B, but I've had blood work, and my B is extremely high.
Yeah.
And I'm nervous about it, and I have not retested.
Okay.
So maybe you can guide me.
Okay, so I can enlighten you on that. First of all, do you take a B complex or B vitamins or even a multi?
I take a Super B, and then I called her one other time. I had Barrett's esophagus, and then I started taking B12 with the folate.
Right.
So I don't know if I've overdosed. I don't know how long.
Okay, so here's the deal.
System or what.
So here's the deal. Virtually anyone who takes any kind of B vitamin supplement, unless you have a severe impediment to B12 absorption. Some people have a condition called pernicious anemia. They don't absorb B12 taken from foods or taken even in oral supplements. They need injections. But that's relatively uncommon. So the vast majority of people who take B vitamins, and especially B12, they'll have high B12. They'll even have high folate. They'll even have high B6. And that alarms a lot of conventional doctors, because conventional doctors are taught to look at ranges. So we look at cholesterol, and if cholesterol's too high, oh, my God, you know, we got to lower the cholesterol. If blood pressure's too high, we've got to lower that. Or if liver functions are too high, we got to figure out something bad's happening here. So, but when it comes to B12, that you have to interpret that properly. You are taking B12, and hence your B12 will be high. That's a little bit like saying, oh, my goodness, Jeff Bezos has an excessive income. We have to lower that. Well, maybe some people think we should lower that, you know, even the playing field. But it's actually an embarrassment of riches when it comes to B12. It's not harmful. B12 is almost impossible to create toxicity with.
All right, because I read it was a marker for cancer. And
No.
Ooh, all right. So I can rest a little easier and cut down on the B12. Just cut down on the B.
Yeah. You don't even have to. I mean, if it's helping you in other ways, I mean, it may be superfluous and maybe a waste of money that you're taking all these, you know, multi and, you know, two different sources of Bs. Maybe you could cut back. It's not dangerous. So I'm glad to help reassure you, and have a nice weekend, and you can sleep soundly now and not worry about your excessive B12. And I think that resonates for a lot of people. They go to the doctor and they're like, oh, my goodness, your B12's too high. What the heck are you doing? Stop taking those B12 supplements. No, that's not the case. All right, 877-726-8255, our number. We continue on our theme about fructose, and in particular high fructose corn syrup. So, you know, fructose is in fruit, and fructose is in high fructose corn syrup, which is added to everything. It's now the chief sweetener in a lot of sugar-sweetened beverages. So the vast majority have high fructose corn syrup, not good old-fashioned table sugar or sucrose because it's cheaper. So what's the problem with fructose? Well, humans really weren't designed to consume fructose at the levels that we have now subjected ourselves to over just the last 50 or so years. And unlike sugar, glucose, which is readily used by all the tissues, it goes to the brain, it goes to the muscles, it goes everywhere, fructose is mainly metabolized by the liver and hits the liver hard. And as a result, it may be a prime instigator of something called non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, the incidence of which is soaring. And a recent review, and I have it here, says the negative and detrimental effects of high fructose on the liver, with special reference to metabolic disorders, it says fructose is 2 to 3 times more potent than glucose in increasing liver fat. Also, we, through our good colleague and frequent guest on Intelligent Medicine, Dr. David Perlmutter, we've gained insights into how fructose has worked for humans historically. Fructose used to be a way that we could add some calories and help to survive during hard times because it causes insulin resistance, but which helps us store fat, which is a good thing, because stored fat in the summer, it's kind of like, you know, bears eating a lot and then hibernating and burning off their fat. But through uric acid, this is a mechanism that's accomplished, and that's actually an evolutionary benefit. But the problem is when we have high intake of fructose year-long, we're going to have high uric acid. Uric acid can raise blood pressure. It can cause elevated blood sugar. It certainly is associated with gout and kidney stones, and it's a big problem. And it may fructose also may have an effect on something called age-related glycosylation end products, or advanced glycosylation end products, appropriately abbreviated AGES, which are associated with aging. They drive organ dysfunction and senescence. So the ultimate question is, okay, so avoid processed high fructose corn syrup. It's present in a lot of junk food, so don't eat that. But what about fruit? When it comes to fruit, a lot of people are becoming fruit phobic. Is it really necessary to avoid fruit to avoid excess fructose? And I'll have an answer for you in a moment. 877-726-8255 is our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine. As you know, I'm a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system. I've found that it helps people relax and can support restful sleep, a real breakthrough in herbal products. The CBD brand that I take personally and recommend to my patients is Plus CBD from CV Sciences, which is now proud to introduce a new innovation to their Reserve Collection, a gummy. The Reserve Collection is a specifically curated blend of full-spectrum cannabinoids, rich and bold. The Reserve Collection products elicit strong feelings of calm, comfort, and relief when intense support is needed. Enjoy a deeper CBD experience with Plus CBD's Reserve Collection of oils, soft gels, and now gummies. All of their products are backed by science with clinically researched active ingredients. To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for Plus CBD's new Reserve Collection gummies.
What's your age? That's AGE, aged garlic extract, that is. For over 50 years, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract has been offering men and women of all ages and with different health concerns an odorless, organically grown, clinically researched garlic extract supplement tailored to their individual needs. Aged garlic extract formulas support optimal cardiovascular health, immune function, and many more specific health concerns like stress, blood sugar balance, high blood pressure, detox, anti-aging, inflammation, and brain health. Kyolic AGE's condition-specific products contain Kyolic's exclusive GMO-free garlic extract, which is aged up to 20 months, converting garlic's harsh properties into beneficial compounds. So what's your AGE? Visit your local natural health and wellness retailer and discuss which Kyolic AGE formula is best for you and your lifestyle. Kyolic aged garlic extract formulas are available at fine natural health retailers nationwide, also online.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
If you're one of the more than 150 million Verizon customers and are planning some spring travel, be sure to sign up for Verizon Mobile Protect to safeguard your devices and your data, as we hear from Ashley Collette, Communications Manager at Verizon.
Verizon Mobile Protect protects your phone from accidental damage, cracked screens, water damage even, post-warranty repairs, like battery replacement. It also does more than that. It comes with our premium digital security, which covers you from online threats. So our premium call filter app and digital secure service do things such as ID theft monitoring, secure Wi-Fi, screening and blocking those pesky robocalls.
And there's other features as well. And it's not too late to sign up for Verizon Mobile Protect if you haven't done so previously. Verizon.com has more info. Safe travels.
That was your Tech It Out Minute.
Good news. Not all communication is being canceled, especially for the case of a Tennessee woman who was recently kidnapped by her ex-boyfriend. This is Bill Martinez, Man of God, nationally syndicated radio host, former Marine, and award-winning marketing professional. The victim was able to communicate to a clerk with a simple hand gesture that she needed help. The savvy clerk understood the hand gesture and called police, who were able to rescue the woman. It reminds us just how important communication is to our human culture. It connects us with family, friends, even would-be heroes. Sometimes we never know the difference even a smile can make for someone who may be losing hope for human connection. A word of encouragement, a touch, something that costs so little can be so priceless. Let's make today the day that we look for an opportunity to encourage and lift a fellow sojourner in this life that we're navigating. You never know, you may find yourself at the right place and time to be the difference for a fellow man or woman.
For more information about the Bill Martinez Show, go to BillMartinezShow.com.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet.
It's time to see the forest through the trees. After the mainstream media's nonstop coverage of the Trump indictment, his 2024 polls continue to surge. Do Democrats in the mainstream media actually want Trump to get the nomination just so he would lose?
Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
drhoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. We're talking dietary sugars, their deleterious effects, and we're going to focus on fructose. But we have a question that's right down our alley from Diane in Scranton, PA, the home of The Office. Great comedy series. How are you doing, Diane?
Hi, fine. Thank you, doctor. I really appreciated Nora's call. She's one of the only people I ever heard talk about sulfur sensitivities.
So yeah, it was a good question.
Very beneficial. So my question is related to sugar content in grains. I'm not a big, like, white bread eater, but I like Ezekiel bread and spaghetti, you know.
Okay, so I think you have to individualize it, because I think carbohydrates in general have been demonized, and for some people, avoidance of carbs is real beneficial, helps them lose weight, and since the majority of Americans now have metabolic syndrome, overweight, hypertension, insulin resistance, that's a pretty good strategy for a lot of people to follow, but it kind of depends. Some people who have a good metabolism are not genetically prone to insulin resistance, exercise a lot, have the ability to tolerate more carbohydrates. So tell me a little bit about yourself. You are, just give me your height and weight if you don't mind sharing.
Oh, sure. I'm generally around 125. I generally don't get over 130. Like in the wintertime, maybe I'm like 128.
Okay. And you say, and yeah, you're of normal height. So that sounds like an okay weight, unless you're like 4'11". Do you know what your triglycerides are? Because that's a real tell in terms of sugar metabolism.
I don't. I have no idea, really.
Okay. Okay. So
I
if you yeah, I'll tell you. So hold on. If your triglycerides are high, that is generally a sign that you are more likely to have sugar intolerance. Although we did discover a guy, and he had high triglycerides. And, you know, I saw him in the office the other day, and like, why in the world do you have high triglycerides? You're on a very, very low-carb diet. Well, I discovered he was drinking bulletproof coffee, which had a lot of butter and MCT oil in the morning before he went for his blood test. So that put a lot of fat in his blood. But also with you, do you know what your hemoglobin A1C is? That's an average of your blood sugar over time, if you happen to know that number. That's a critical number for people to know.
Right, I don't know. I haven't actually had blood work in a while, but I will check these factors out for sure.
Okay, because if you have high triglycerides, high hemoglobin A1C, if you have more belly fat and a bad body composition, so then maybe, you're a candidate for a low-carb diet. So you're concerned about the sugar that may be present in grains. Well, grains are a source of starch, and just a little basic biochemistry is that starches are like necklaces of glucose molecules. So they're, depending on how high fiber they are, they're broken down more or less quickly in the body so that, instant oatmeal has a more rapid breakdown of the glucose in it than, say, steel-cut oats. But they all do release glucose or sugar into your system. And if you want a quick and easy way to lose weight, you go real low on your carbs. Even go keto diet, ketogenic, which means, you know, you're just going to have green leafy vegetables, minimal fruit, grains, and mostly animal protein. Yeah, that's a way to actually shed a lot of pounds if you are insulin resistant. So, yes, indeed, you're right. So, do you consume a lot of bread, pasta, whole grains? You know, they're generally thought to be good for you because they do have fiber and beneficial nutrients. But for some people, you got to draw the line.
Right. I'm not, like, totally reliant. I usually eat, like, a bread a day. You know, in the morning I'll have a Ezekiel type of sandwich. I'm a big nut eater, for example. I'll eat a meat and a vegetable at nighttime. I do some brown rice sometimes. So I'm not real heavy, but
so what I think what you need, you know, since you don't have your blood tests, you could use a nutritional assessment. You could get a basic series of blood tests, not expensive, then be seen by a professional nutritionist, somebody who's medically knowledgeable, a medical doctor who is well-versed in nutrition or a certified nutrition specialist, and get a workup, get an opinion on, you know, where your diet should be headed, what your eventual risks are. I mean, this is what I do for a living. You know, in the office, we do assessments on people like you. And it may just be that you're doing fine, you know, keep on keeping on, that there's no problem. Because we demonize carbohydrates. We say, oh, my goodness, this is a carb. You know, it's like, well,
it's like the different
different strokes for different folks. Yeah, the poor cow, you know, a lot of people are avoiding milk because they think it's toxic poison. When it comes to carbohydrates, we'll talk about that in the second hour, because the big question is, well, if high fructose corn syrup is bad for you, what about fruit? Should we all be minimizing fruit? A lot of people are, because they're very concerned about the carbohydrates, and especially the fructose, which for some people is the demon spawn that's present in fresh fruit. Should we all be avoiding it? That question we'll take up when we return. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
Imagine it's the last ride, but your symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, are taking you for a ride. What should you do? Keep managing your constipation with belly pain the same old way? Or try getting ahead of your symptoms by talking to your doctor about treating it with Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tayshia Stevens. Individual states continue to work out their abortion laws as the Supreme Court considers the matter of abortion drugs. Louisiana Republican Senator Bill Cassidy tells NBC's Meet the Press he believes the high court will allow states to determine their own laws.
In my state, we are a pro-life state. Mm-hmm. We have legislation which is far more pro-life than it is in, say, California. But the Californians keep their law and we keep our law, and that's the way it's going to work out nationally.
Cassidy, who is a doctor, says the lawsuit is over the approval of a key abortion drug.
I think specifically it said that it was supposed to, the accelerated pathway was supposed to approve a drug to treat an illness. It is a stretch to call a pregnancy an illness. And of course, obviously, we know what happens to the unborn baby.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has signed into law one of the toughest abortion bans in the country, which would outlaw the termination of an unborn child after 6 weeks. DeSantis' team is eager to highlight his willingness to fight for aggressive abortion restrictions. Some potential GOP presidential hopefuls have taken a more lenient position. Budweiser, trying to win back millions of consumers, it ran off by having a male actor posing as a woman endorse its beer, and it isn't working. It's actually making more people mad. The beer company is using its much-loved Clydesdales in a new patriotic ad, but the public isn't buying it. One portion of the ad shows downtown New York City, the skyline, where the Freedom Tower now stands. And at that moment, the deep-voiced narrator says the word, remember. The one-minute spot was released on social media Friday and proceeded to get reamed. Brandon Morris, the senior editor of Red State, wrote, quote, I'm not sure a lineup of B-roll footage and some guy throwing Middle America buzzwords at us will win us back. He then said, frankly, bringing 9/11 into this thing is kind of insulting, end quote. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Zagorka here, and you know me. I am very cynical about products, especially those that claim to help people suffering from pain. So when I tell you that Relief Factor truly works, I want you to know that I mean it. I suffered from a stiff lower back for almost a decade, one so painful it made it difficult to kneel in church on Sundays. When I finally decided to give Relief Factor a try, I didn't ever imagine that I would find myself free of the pain. But that's what happened. Now I take Relief Factor every day. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
Thousands of British military personnel will play a role during the coronation of King Charles III next month.
The UK Defence Ministry says 6,000 troops, including soldiers, sailors, and aviators, will participate on May 6th, making it the force's biggest ceremonial deployment for 7 decades. Thousands of them will escort the King and Camilla, the Queen Consort, as they travel by gilded horse-drawn coach between Buckingham Palace and Westminster Abbey. Gun salutes will sound from British Army bases and warships, and military aircraft, including World War II Spitfires, will perform a flypast. Defense Secretary Ben Wallace calls it a spectacular and fitting tribute to King Charles, who is the Armed Forces Commander-in-Chief. Mimi Montgomery, London.
California's power companies are considering a proposal that would bill electricity customers according to how much money they make, not on how much electricity they use. Southern California Edison says their low-income customers will see bills drop by 16 to 21%. More at townhall.com. The Israeli government says it will not scrap judicial overhaul plans despite ongoing mass protest.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu may have paused reform plans for now, but protesters are still turning up in numbers. Weekly protest organizers say they will put pressure until the plans are completely thrown out. Appearing on NBC's Meet the Press and asked about public anger, Netanyahu insists judiciary reform is needed.
I look for a broad consensus on the judiciary. Every democracy, including your own, has continuous tension between the judiciary and the executive or the legislative.
The plan could give Netanyahu and his government allies final say in appointing judges and see parliament gain authority to overturn the Supreme Court. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
Over 100 violent teenagers descended on downtown Chicago Saturday night, stomping on cars while setting other cars on fire. More on these stories at townhall.com.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlus Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlus Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlus will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlus today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlus Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlus Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlus Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlus Tap House and mobile catering in 2 locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlus Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlus Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
05.
And now, When Radio Was, brought to you by RadioSpirits.com.
Hey folks, up first this time around, the second half of the Inner Sanctum Mysteries production, Song of the Slasher. And then later, it's Bob Bailey and Let George Do It, the Mutual Radio detective program he worked on prior to taking the leading role in Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar. Well, at the end of our last show, we're in the midst of a story of a cop who discovers he's living in the same building as a killer. It features Arnold Moss with Leslie Woods, Jackson Beck, and Lawson Zerbe. And originally played back on April 24th, 1945.
Well, we've kept the blood from flowing long enough. On with the murders. Listen as we hear Arnold Moss as Dan Miller finish that story.
Laura was alive, in a dead faint. I scooped her up in my arms and rushed her back to our flat. She opened her eyes a few minutes later.
Danny.
You're okay, baby.
He was going to kill me.
Yeah, yeah. Drink some of this.
Thanks. Oh, Danny, it was awful.
What happened?
Well, you were asleep. I went out to get the milk. And I heard someone whistling.
Do you remember what?
That same queer melody we heard before, the one the slasher whistled. So I thought I'd help you.
Help me?
I thought I'd see him. I walked quietly down the hall, and there was no one there. Then I turned the corner.
Yeah?
I saw the knife gleam. Someone was hiding in the shadows. He grabbed my neck, and I screamed. I screamed, Annie. I screamed so I thought I'd burst my throat, and then it all went black.
Did you see him?
No, but I felt his hands on my throat. They were strong hands, fingers like steel, and I... Oh, Danny, I'm sorry. I can't even talk about it.
Now, lie down. You'll be all right.
But when you think that he's right here, maybe living in this building...
Well, he won't be here long. I'm calling headquarters.
You know who he is.
I got a good idea. Now, just let me get on that phone and...
Oh, Danny, maybe that's him.
Now, take it easy. Take it easy, kid. Who's there?
Sykes.
It's just a janitor, baby.
Oh.
What do you want?
He went out.
Trevelyan?
Yeah.
Okay. Laura, get dressed. I want to get you out of here before the trouble starts. I'll be gone for a few minutes.
Where are you going?
With Mr. Sykes. You got a key, Sykes?
Yeah, but I'll have to go along with you. You can't take anything.
You know what this badge means?
You a detective?
Yeah. Now, let's go.
What are you doing here? Looking for the slasher?
I'll write you a book about it, pal. Here's his joints. Open the door.
All right. But you'll have to hurry. He may come back any minute.
All I want is enough evidence. I'll take care of him when we get it.
The door's open. Come on in.
It was 8 a.m. But it could have been 8 p.m. The fog was so thick. I knew this was it. I couldn't take any chances. I had to get all the evidence on him before I nabbed him. And I had to get it without him being wise.
What are you looking for?
Knives. We know he's got at least 3.
I don't see none.
Neither do I. Maybe it's a bum steer. I could be wrong. Hey, what's this? Music.
He's always writing it.
I used to be a choir boy once. They taught me how to read them notes. I wonder if I still can.
Why?
Because I think this may be a tune I'm looking for. Let me see.
That song.
Should I hear it before?
Yeah.
Bet you did. He's always whistling it. I heard it myself when he killed the last one. Gotta find those knives.
You better hurry. I think he just went out to get some breakfast.
I looked everywhere. Couldn't find the knives. I couldn't bring a guy in just because I heard a song. I found a bunch of keys. They were trunk keys. But there was no trunk.
I think I hear him coming.
Never mind what you think. Where does he keep his trunk?
In the storeroom in the cellar. He's always going down there for things.
Hold it.
That's him.
Yeah. Come here. There's room behind this upright piano for both of us.
But if he's the...
Shut up. Get behind here and hurry. Sat down at the piano and played a queer arrangement of the same tune that led me to him. I reached for my gun just in case. Suddenly, I felt the sweat ooze out of me. It was sweat that felt like ice. I didn't have my gun. I remembered I took it off when I laid down to rest.
It's all wrong! Why can't I get it right?
He's gone out again. Come on, Sykes.
I told you to hurry before.
I hear him going down those stairs. It's safe to go now. All right, Sykes. We're going to open that trunk in the store.
Here's his trunk, Mr. Miller.
This key should open it.
Are they the knives?
Yeah, the knives. Look at them. Covered with blood.
Gee.
Sykes, go to the police precinct. Tell them Miller sent you. Tell them to come over here with as many men as they can spare.
All right.
I took the knives and put them under my coat. Went up to my room.
Yes, I'm leaving. I'll be home soon.
I could hear Laura talking on the phone with someone. I opened the door.
Well, of course. I better hang up now. Danny just came in. Goodbye, darling.
Who are you talking to?
Mother, I'm ready to go.
Now, wait a minute. There's no rush.
Listen, Danny. It's that man at the piano. Sounds like the Thrasher song.
Yeah.
What have you got there?
My gun. Come on, baby, we're going.
That man playing the piano. Are you sure he's a Thrasher?
Yeah. Positive.
Oh, Danny, you're hurting my arm.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm nervous. That's his place. Come on in with me.
Come in with you?
Yeah. I figured out a way to trap him.
But Danny,
don't be scared, baby. You'll be okay.
Oh. It's you.
Yeah, Mr. Trevelyan. I'd like you to meet my wife.
I'm delighted.
How do you do?
Would you like to hear something? It's a composition I've just completed. I've had a great deal of trouble with it. But I think I've got it right now.
Oh, you. That gun.
Yeah, you got it coming to you, Slasher.
You stupid swine. You idiot. Why did you give me a chance? My music. Not even written down.
Danny, you murdered him.
Yeah.
Why?
You'll find out.
What are you going to do with that knife?
It's one of his knives. Stand still, Laura.
Danny, go with me.
In a minute.
Danny, what's the matter with you?
You've got it coming to you, too.
Danny!
I know who you were talking to on that phone. It wasn't your old lady.
What?
It was Jerry Boyd, that guy who lives next door, wasn't it? Answer me, wasn't it?
No!
Lie to me!
So this is why you made me come down here with you. You planned this all along.
That's right, baby. And that's why I had you insured for 40 grand.
Oh.
You made one bad mistake. You married a smart cookie.
You're going to kill me and blame it on the Thrasher.
Yeah.
No! Help me, someone! Help me! Daddy! Don't!
When it was over, I wiped the knife clean of fingerprints. And then I smeared Trevelyan's hand over the handle. I knew what to do. Made it look good, made it look perfect. There's a way to get away with murder. And I found it. I thought.
Go on with the report, Noah.
Well, Captain Quinn, after I sent Sykes to the precinct, I went upstairs for my gun. My wife wasn't there, and got the gun, and I heard a scream. I rushed to his place. I opened the door. I saw Laura. The second I thought I'd pass out.
Yeah?
He grabbed a knife and come at me, and I shot him and killed him. Oh, Laura.
She was insured for $40,000, wasn't she?
Yeah. What difference does that make now?
A lot of difference, Miller. I want you to meet someone. Come in, Sykes.
Yes, Captain.
Did you hear Detective Miller's report clearly?
Yes, sir.
Was he telling the truth?
No. He lied.
What are you talking about?
I didn't go to the police when you told me. I hid in the cellar. I saw you go upstairs. I saw you get your wife and go to Trevelyan's place. I listened at the door. I heard you shoot Trevelyan and then murder your wife.
Captain, the man's insane.
Yes, Miller. A homicidal maniac. I'll take away his coat. You see? He's handcuffed.
I don't get it.
He's the Slasher.
He? It's impossible. I told you about that melody. Why, it's still on Trevelyan's piano.
Trevelyan copying down that melody after he heard Sykes whistle it.
Yeah. I whistled the whole thing for him.
But the knives I found in Trevelyan's trunk.
I put them there. I know who you were.
Sykes was trying to frame Trevelyan. He's made a complete confession, Miller.
But how did you find out
when
that
you asked us to check on Trevelyan, we discovered that he's quite a famous, if eccentric, composer. I checked up on the other people in the building at the same time. I found out that Sykes escaped from the State Institute for the Insane 2 years ago. He's confessed.
Yeah. I'm the Slasher. Why should Trevelyan become famous for what I'd done?
You had a perfect crime all figured out, Miller. But you made one little mistake. You decided the wrong person was the slasher. Even a copper can't pull a perfect one, Miller.
So I'm telling you all this because in 10 minutes I won't be able to tell nobody anything. Ever since I made my report, I've been hearing that song in my head. Like somebody whistling it. Soon I won't hear that either. It's a nice tune. Kind of sad.
Never quarrel with your wife. Avoid strife.
If that doesn't work, get a carving knife. Now, there's the perfect formula for domestic bliss. Don't you think so, Mary?
I do not.
Oh, well, then I'll give you another one. You'll love this one. Beat her till she's black and blue. Break her arms and legs in two. Then tell her to brew a cup of Lipton tea for you. And now I guess it's really time to close that squeaking door until next week, the same time, when Lipton Tea and Lipton Soup bring you another Inner Sanctum Mystery directed by Hyman Brown. So until then, good night.
From April 24th, 1945. The Inner Sanctum Mysteries played on radio from 1941 through 1952, primarily on CBS. And series creator Hyman Brown also produced a brief television version, which aired for a few episodes in 1954. There was also a 1948 motion picture known as The Inner Sanctum. It starred Charles Russell. And I mention him because he was the first fellow to portray Johnny Dollar on radio. And coming up next, the most popular Dollar actor. His name is Bob Bailey, and he plays a private detective in Let George Do It, right after this break.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Hi, this is Elle. Join me and my good friend and co-host Ron Lim for our new show, Ask Elle, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Every Tuesday night at 6 p.m., we'll be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here Tuesday nights at 6 p.m.
Brought to you by New Life Discovery Project.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day, I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best-tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Are you new to crypto? It can leave you feeling unsure of what to do. Help is available. From getting started to securing your cryptos, you don't need to go it alone. Bitcoin 530 will take you by the hand to help you move forward with your crypto journey. Schedule a free consultation with Bitcoin 530 at bitcoin530.io or give them a call at 530-324-5175. That's bitcoin530.io.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Coming out soon?
Oh, I'll be right there, Duncan. I just got out of the shower.
Have a seat, Miss Brooks. Mr. Valentine, she won't be long.
Oh, thanks. Thank you.
Louise wrote me quite a letter. She said something about a murder.
Oh, yes, I know. The poor child's been walking around with the idea of murder on her mind for days. Which reminds me...
Reminds you of what?
Do you know what Socrates said about murder, Miss Brooks?
I beg your pardon?
He said nothing.
Oh.
Now, even though society did murder him, you know, he just drank the hemlock and died. You see, after looking well at the world, the true philosopher decides there's nothing to say.
Yeah, well, that's very interesting. But about Louise and this letter...
I need my pink sweater. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know you had company, Marco.
It's impolite to stare, George.
Can't help it, Angel. My mother decided I was going to be a boy, baby.
Dear, this is Mr. Valentine and his assistant, Miss Brooks.
Of course! How do you do?
How do you do?
I'm so glad you did take my letter seriously. I suppose I should tell you what this is all about.
Well, it would help.
Poor Professor Cobra is in terrible danger. I don't sleep nights thinking about it.
Oh, yes. The handsome professor is a source of great concern to my wife.
Your wife?
Oh, yes. For the longest time.
Yes.
I'm very proud of how young and beautiful she keeps herself.
Oh, Michael really means that. Can you wonder why I think he's such a darling?
Yes, well, at the risk of not being a darling, aren't you a little too old to be a freshman?
Well, as long as Michael doesn't admit it, I won't.
You mean Mr. Durain is a freshman here at Western State, too?
Oh, yes, we're just starting. Both of us are here on the GI Bill of Rights.
He was in the OSS. He can speak 17 languages, including North Manchurian. Show them, darling.
Well, I...
Yeah, well, now about those murder attempts on Professor Cooper.
Oh, he's my botany teacher. You see, I used to be in the West. But I always really wanted to be a botanist. And I'm doing very well, too.
Show them, darling.
Well, you'd never think it, but plants range from the lower algae to the fungi. Mosses, liverworts, ferns, and gymnosperms. Isn't that terribly thrilling?
Well, not as thrilling as murder, Mrs. Durain.
You know that little thing you mentioned in your letter, remember?
Oh, yes. You see, somebody has already tried to kill Professor Cobra several times. And no matter what John says, the things that happened to him weren't just accidents.
No.
Now, the time something went wrong with his car, and he nearly went off the cliff. or the time somebody almost ran him down when he was crossing a corner, and other things like that.
Well, is there any reason why anybody would want to get rid of the good professor?
Why, don't you know? John's almost succeeded in crossbreeding a terrestrial orchid with an epiphytic one. It'll be the most beautiful flower ever grown.
And for that reason, someone wants to murder him?
Of course. He's almost ready to report it to the Botanical Society. It's to be called Papilio Nation Corolla Louise.
Think of it, Valentine. Louise, just a freshman majoring in botany, is going to have a flower named for her. Could a man want a greater compliment for his wife?
Papilionaceous Corolla Louise as a motive for murder? Brooksy, I think we've...
Oh, you're not taking me seriously either, are you?
I'm afraid you're taking botany a little too seriously, Mrs. Durain.
Mother, I've got to talk to you.
Darling, you might at least close the door. There's a terrible draft.
Is this your son?
Who are these people?
Well, your mother just happened to answer an ad, but we were going to leave anyway.
Well, no, why should you? Everybody knows anyway.
Knows what, Steve?
All right, I'll qualify it. Everybody knows. Except you, my father.
Please, dear, you're talking to your father.
He knows that, my darling.
George, wouldn't it be better if we were...
Wait a minute. I didn't know there was going to be a double feature.
How do you think I feel on the campus when everybody knows I'm a sophomore and my mother and father are freshmen?
Well, that is an interesting setup. Tell me, Stephen, do you do your parents' arithmetic for them?
This is no kidding. Mother, everybody's saying that you and Professor Kober are that way about each other. They see you everywhere together. No son wants to hear that kind of talk about his mother.
Oh, now, wait a minute, son. I'll have you understand your mother's a very attractive woman.
Thank you, Michael. Oh, Stephen, I made some of that potato salad you like so much. It's in the refrigerator.
Oh, it's no use talking to you two.
Oh, Mr. Valentine. We forgot all about Professor Kober.
Did we? I thought he was very prominent in the conversation.
Now, somebody is trying to kill him. Of course, Michael and Stephen won't believe it, but...
But I do. Enough to want to hang around a while and see what this is all about.
Miss Brooks, it's very considerate of the Phi Gamma Epsilon sorority to worry so strenuously about my husband.
Well, naturally, when we girls heard about these threats on Professor Kober's life, we just...
I can just imagine what your hen parties must sound like. I hope your house mother doesn't listen in.
Oh, it wasn't just that, Mrs. Kober. You see, with all this talk about Mrs... Oh, dear, what was I going to say? Oh, I'm terribly sorry.
Why should you be? It's common knowledge on the campus that Mrs. Drain's been throwing herself at my husband. And all this talk about murder attempts has been a figment of this woman's weird imagination.
Oh, and that's all there is to it?
My husband leads a very sheltered academic life. He happens to be engaged in some experiments with flowers. That's hardly provocation for murder.
Oh, no. No, I love flowers myself.
True, he's very handsome for a botany teacher, but childishly unaware of his own charms. That's no cause for murder either.
Of course not.
However, if the professor were aware of his shaggy masculine attraction and were doing something about it...
Yes.
That might be a very understandable cause for murder.
Huh.
Good day, Miss Brooks.
Believe me, Mr. Valentine, these accidents that have been happening to Professor Kober are, well, just that. Accidents.
Yes, I know what you mean, Professor Bosworth, but I'm more interested in these experiments Kober's working on. And as head of the department and presumably his boss, you ought to be able to give me that information.
Of course. But I doubt if it could possibly have much interest for the layman. Professor Kober is merely trying to create a new genus of the orchid family.
Uh-huh.
Of course, it'll probably be win the valuable American horticultural prize. A paper will be written on it, and a few thousand botanists throughout the world will thrill over it. And there will be some academic glory for Professor Kober and Western State University.
Obviously, you have a great deal of respect for Professor Kober.
I have. He's a true genius. I'm merely the head of the botany department. My particular talent is being able to get the money from the trustees so that men like Kober can carry on the experiments and reap the glory.
I see.
There's only one thing we had any conflict about, Kober and I.
Oh, what's that?
The name he insists on giving this flower, the Papilionaceous Corolla Louise.
Oh, the Louise part of it bothers you, eh? Mm. Yes, I can see that might lead to complications.
No, 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 Miss Brooks, Mr. Valentine, you're not intruding at all. Any friend of Mrs. Durain's is always welcome in the greenhouse.
Oh, John, I just can't wait until you show them our new flower.
No, I can't wait either. I've heard so much about it.
Well, this way.
Well, I hate to sound like a tourist, Professor Cobra, but this greenhouse is more elaborate than any I've ever seen.
Yes, isn't it, my dear? The most modern in the world. I designed it myself.
And we have different rooms for every type of flower, don't you, John? And no end of guests.
Louise's enthusiasm is a constant source of inspiration, but she is right. There is no end of gadgets. I'm afraid only Professor Bosworth and I know where they all are and what they are supposed to do. Now, please come in quickly so that I can close the door.
Well, yeah, but shouldn't we put on a light?
Can't see a thing.
Well, you see, we have no light at all in this room. I had it built especially for this experiment.
Tell them why, John. It's awfully intriguing.
Well, you see, light and cold are the two enemies of the Papilionaceous Corolla. The slightest fall in temperature would mean their death. That's why we have a thermostatic control. Even that is well hidden in the back.
But how did you get to see these beautiful specimens of yours, Professor?
Well, you will. In a minute, after you get used to the dark.
George, I think I'm beginning to see them now. Can't you see them glowing?
Yeah. Hey, they're really something.
Mm-hmm. Worth every minute of the 12 years I've spent to get that unearthly perfection and color in the petals.
John says in nature, the most beautiful and dangerous things thrive in the darkness. Didn't you say that, John?
Well, I didn't put it as romantically as that, Louise. But with these flowers, it does seem that way. And another thing. You have only to touch them, and that glow comes right off on your fingers. And you can't get rid of it for days.
Oh, that's very interesting.
Well, now I'm afraid we'll have to get to work, Louise. We got that new soil preparation this morning. Let's get on out where it's light.
Oh, dear, and I left the seed chart in my car. I'll be right back,
John. No hurry, my dear. I have to bring in the flats for those seedlings. Oh, Mr. Valentine, why don't you and Miss Brooks stay and see how we work?
Yes, Professor, thanks. That'll be fine. Oh, on the other hand, Brooks, you stay here. I think I'll give the professor a hand.
Okay, George.
Here, you don't want to do that all alone.
Oh, no need for you to bother, Valentine. I...
Hey, Professor, look out. Get out of the way,
Valentine!
Oh, that was close. Are you all right?
I wouldn't be if you hadn't pushed me out of the way.
That boulder was coming straight at us.
Yes, yes.
Can you stand up?
I think so. Oh, just a part of it went over my foot.
George, what was that?
I think you can see for yourself, Brooks.
Oh, are you all right, John?
Yes, yes, quite now, Louise.
George, where are you going?
Up this hill. See if this is another one of those accidents.
Oh, I'll help you inside, George.
Wait a minute, darling.
Professor Coburn nearly got that boulder in the middle of his back. He was bending down over his precious seedlings, a perfect target.
It must have fallen from here.
Yeah. But it didn't just come loose, Brooksy. Look at this.
Property of Western State University. Botanical Department.
Yeah, the shovel somebody used to spade up the dirt from under that rock. He had to do it to be able to push it down.
You mean he or she, don't you?
Yeah, Brooksy. What I want to know is, was that boulder meant for the professor or for me?
We're right in the middle of an episode of Let George Do It. We'll be back with more right after this.
Sam Spade Detective Agency.
Steely, seasoned, smart alecky. The storied San Francisco snooper is back. Share the exciting exploits of Dashiell Hammett's famous gumshoe with Radio Spirit's thrilling 8-hour CD collection, The Adventures of Sam Spade, Lawless.
In most murder cases, there are too many suspects, too many motives, and too many clues from the very beginning. I've been on this one 3 hours, and I succeeded in turning up no suspects, no clues. And the most shameful thing of all, I had lost the body of the victim.
As crass as he is charismatic, this dynamic detective attracts a curious clientele. There are gentlemen who tend to drop dead.
He was hugging the carpet between the front and rear seats, and when I nudged him, he didn't move. He'd been shot at closer range than Gordon Martini, and the killer had used only one slug. was planted in the base of his brain.
And there are ladies who are drop-dead gorgeous.
The only thing wrong with Sugar Cane's dance was her dancing, but the customers didn't seem to mind, and I didn't either. It was a pleasure to size her up carefully, as I would have felt obliged to do anyway in my professional capacity.
For a limited time, The Adventures of Sam Spade Lawless is being made available to our listeners at 60% off the regular price. Get 16 of the series' most madcap capers on 8 compact discs for only $12.78. Just go to radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 and use offer code SAM77 to save yourself some money.
Money's not what I really want.
What do you want?
Someone I can trust.
Me too, sugar.
Oh, Sam, you're what I want. Say you want me too. Please say it.
We will say that this offer ends soon. So order The Adventures of Sam Spade Lawless today at radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 and use offer code SAM77.
Good night, Sam.
Good night, sweetheart.
This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Hey, I'm Richard Gearhart, founder of Gearhart Law, specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights. Find out more about us at GearhartLaw.com. Along with Elizabeth, we host Passage to Profit, the Road to Entrepreneurship. And here's Kathy Caprino, global career and leadership coach.
I suggest everybody this weekend who's listening who says, I don't really know what I'm great at, go somewhere quiet with a pad and pencil, shut off all devices, and here's a tip. Write down the 20, I call them the 20 facts of you, the accomplishments you've had that you've made that you are most proud of. And I don't care if it's when you were 10 and you had the best lemonade stand. What you're most proud of. And then what you want to do is dimensionalize what are the skills and talents that I have that I could achieve that.
This Passage to Profit Minute was brought to you by Gearhart Law, specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights, serving entrepreneurs worldwide.
Find a broadcast near you. Visit our website at passagetoprofitshow.com.
Welcome back to Let George Do It, starring Bob Bailey, on When Radio Was.
And now back to tonight's adventure of George Valentine. A huge boulder almost pins a college professor against a tree. Why? He's only interested in developing a new type of orchid. The incident itself is exciting enough, but if you're half as curious as Claire Brooks, what you really want to know is why your boss, George Valentine, thought something like this might happen. Remembering all the strange characters in the case, you're right on George's heels as he enters the Quonset hut on University Road.
Anybody here?
The Durains seem to be out, George.
What do you want? What are you doing here?
Oh, just looking for your father and mother, Stephen. We have something to talk about.
Well, go on, find them. I can't. Get out.
Now, that's no way to talk, Stephen.
Why not? Father's out somewhere quoting Homer. My mother's... who knows where she is. Expect to walk in and find me in the best of humor?
Now, listen to me, kid.
I won't, and take your hands off of me.
I said, listen to me. Your mother was right when she said someone is trying to kill Professor Kober. We saw it happen again this afternoon.
And he's not dead? What's the matter? Why'd they make such a mess out of it?
Okay, it's no use talking to you.
By the way, when did you get home, Stephen?
I don't see why I have to answer questions like that. Not to strangers. Now, get out of here!
Oh, I really must apologize for my son's manners.
Oh, Mr. Durain.
We didn't hear you come in.
No, I came in the back way. Did I hear you say something about another accident happening to Professor Kober?
Yeah, you heard right.
You needn't look at me that way. I was in the Hotchkins Library all afternoon reading Plato's Republic in the original Greek. Believe me, it wasn't easy. A cup of tea, Miss Brooks?
Oh, no, I don't think so, thanks.
It'd be a shame if anything happened to Professor Kober before he won that $50,000 prize.
Is that how much the prize is worth?
Oh, yes. I see you don't know your flowers, old man.
Where's Louise?
Well, she called and said she'd be working late again at the greenhouse.
Oh, now look, Durain, I'm as modern as the next guy, but don't you resent your wife spending so much time with another man?
Oh, now, Louise happens to be fond of flowers. I am imbued with the spirit of philosophy. But get one thing straight, Valentine. We're very much in love with each other. Nothing can alter that.
Thanks. That makes a lot of things clear, Durain.
It does?
Sure, Brooksy. Now, come on, we're in a hurry. Let's Let's have a look in the orchid room, Brooks.
I can't see a thing, George.
Give yourself a chance. Remember the flowers that glow in the dark? Professor Kober?
George! Something on the floor. I just tripped over.
Just a minute.
Who is it?
I don't know. I can hardly see. But I think it's the professor. I'm sure this is his top coat.
The one he wore this afternoon?
Yes. But it's not the professor.
What?
It's a woman.
Louise?
No.
Well, let me see. It's Mrs. Culver, the professor's wife.
Stabbed in the back with a pair of pruning shears.
Oh, George, I can't look.
I know. And about that theory of mine.
Yes, dear?
You don't have to worry about it anymore. This little piece of mayhem has knocked it all in a cocked hat.
Well, where do we go from here?
We go to the telephone and call Lieutenant Riley.
Well, still running true to form, eh, Valentine? Leave it to you to get murder all mixed up with the professor and flowers that glow in the dark.
Oh, the trouble with you, Lieutenant, is that you think murder only happens to Mr. Average Man.
Yep. I've got no imagination, Miss Brooks. Oh, I could imagine somebody trying to knock off Professor Cooper where there's a prize of 50 G's lurking in the background, but why his wife?
Because she happened to be wearing his coat. You know, somehow, Lieutenant, I hate putting things off until tomorrow morning.
If that's supposed to be an aspersion on the efficiency of the homicide squad, it leaves me cold. What do you expect me to do, slap the whole Durain family in the can?
No, not that, but...
Both the father and the son could have had a gripe against the professor. And if Mrs. Cobra wasn't killed by a mistake, either Louise or the professor could have done it.
George, didn't you have a sort of special theory all cooked up before we found Mrs. Cobra?
Well, Brooksy, unlike the lieutenant, I wasn't hepped on the jealousy angle.
Yeah.
I got here as soon as I could after you called, Valentine. Oh, this is dreadful.
Murder is never very wholesome. Oh, Dr. Bonsworth, this is Lieutenant Riley of Homicide.
How are you?
How do you do? When I talked to you before, Valentine, I was convinced that all this was just so much nonsense. But now I see how wrong I've been. Lieutenant.
Yes, Doctor?
How can we go about keeping this as quiet as possible? You know how squeamish trustees are about bad publicity.
Oh, that should be easy, Doctor. Just what do you propose we do? Forget somebody was killed here tonight?
Oh, no, of course not. I suppose I'll just have to issue some dignified announcement.
You make it sound like a wedding, Doctor.
Now, I'd better go and speak to the dean. It's going to be a terrible shock to him after all the years he spent looking forward to. Oh, Valentine, you'll call me in the morning?
Yeah, sure thing. We're going to be moving along now, too.
Well, what about it, Valentine? Come on, let's get moving. I'm tired. I have to be at the morgue at 8 a.m.
Let's not worry so much about a night's sleep, eh, Lieutenant?
What? It's my night's sleep you're talking about.
As a tough-minded practical cop, I know you don't subscribe to the bromide so dear to the heart of mystery writers.
Such bromides as?
The murderer returning to the scene of the crime.
Oh, no, not that one, Valentine.
You're willing to wait it out and see?
No. What do you take me for? Why, I wouldn't...
You wouldn't what, Lieutenant?
I wouldn't dare take a chance on leaving now. The worst thing about waiting around in the dark is that you can't play gin rummy.
Patience, Lieutenant.
Yeah.
Well, if no one shows, darling, the dawn's going to come up like thunder on someone's very red face.
Ooh, you and your subtleties.
You know, I was talking to the commissioner the other day. And said I, boss, why bother about having a homicide squad when one man like George...
Hey.
Hey, what's that?
Sounds like it comes from the other end of the green room.
This is my day off of pat answers. We'd better go and see.
After this short break, we'll wrap up this episode of Let George Do It on When Radio Was.
Hey, I'm Richard Gerhart, founder of Gerhart Law, specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights. Find out more about us at GerhartLaw.com. Along with Elizabeth, we host Passage to Profit, Road to Entrepreneurship.
And here's Kathy Caprino, global career and leadership coach.
I suggest everybody who's listening who says, I don't really know what I'm great at, Go somewhere quiet with a pad and pencil. Shut off all devices. And here's a tip. Write down the 20, I call them the 20 facts of you. The accomplishments you've had that you've made that you are most proud of. And I don't care if it's when you were 10 and you had the best lemonade stand. What you're most proud of. And then what you want to do is dimensionalize, what are the skills and talents that I have that I could achieve that?
This Passage to Profit Minute was brought to you by Gearhart Law, specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights, serving entrepreneurs worldwide.
To find a broadcast near you, visit our website at passagetoprofitshow.com.
Imagine, it's the last ride, but your symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, are taking you for a ride. What should you do? Keep managing your constipation with belly pain the same old way? Or try getting ahead of your symptoms by talking to your doctor about treating it with Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
You are more than that. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Whatever you think you are, you're more than that. You're more than the roles you take on in life. You're more than your job, career, achievements, and any other identifiable indicator. You are so much more. What you are is immeasurable. So try to avoid spending time labeling or limiting how you see you. Your essence is deep. And it doesn't matter to me if this is socially unacceptable for me to say, but I say, get in touch with that deep essence that is you. When you do that, what emerges will be beyond anything you can describe. For guidance when you need it, visit drchristianconti.com. And be sure to like us on Facebook.
And now let's wrap up the case of the flowers that smelled of murder on When Radio Was.
Wait a minute, hold it, Ballina, hold it.
There's a lot of glass on the ground here.
Yeah. Yeah, and whoever indulged himself in this bit of vandalism is off in that car.
Well, we'll never catch up with him.
Okay, Valentine. Something did happen, as you said it, Mike. But what was it?
The murderer. He came back to smash this thermostat, see?
Yeah?
But take a chance like that on being caught, George.
Just to smash the devil out of this gadget?
A very important gadget, Lieutenant. It controls the temperature of the greenhouse.
Of course. Professor Cobra's flowers.
Yes, and they're dying right now. Brooksy, you and the lieutenant have to keep that from happening.
Me? What do I know about flowers?
When in doubt, just ask Brooksy.
Now, come on, Miss Brooks. Look, fun is fun, but it's cold in here.
Now, Lieutenant, let me have your shirt.
You already took my jacket.
These flowers have to be kept warm and covered. Even if we just save one of them, it'll mean something.
Yeah. Well, I don't see you giving up much for the cause.
Lieutenant, please.
For the love of Mike. Here. Take the shirt off my back. Oh, I just hope that Valentine knows what he's doing.
We'll find out as soon as he gets back. In the meantime, we have to find something else to put around these flowers.
Well, that's... No, please, Miss Brooks. No, don't look at me that way. Please, I've done enough for the Flower Kingdom tonight.
Oh, you're cute, Lieutenant. But I just happen to remember those burlap bags outside.
All right, Valentine. We sit here in the dark in the orchid room, and the murderer's going to walk in this door and say, "Here I am, take me downtown."
You won't have to say a word, Lieutenant, I hope. Okay, Brooksy, send them in one by one. You can start with Stephen.
Well, Stephen, will you come in?
Why do we have to go through this? Hasn't my mother caused us enough trouble?
You shouldn't be so critical of your mother, son. Now go over there and sit down. Mr. Durain next, Brooksy.
If you will, please, Mr. Durain.
Isn't this kind of unusual, Valentine, all the darkness? Oh, but of course, as the philosophers have always understood, murder and darkness go together.
Sit next to Stephen, will you? I think you can find your way.
Yes, thank you.
Mrs. Durain next.
Valentine, what are you doing? You're not even asking these people any questions.
I'm so worried about Professor Kruger. He hasn't had a wink of sleep all night.
Over there, Louise, please.
Oh, ye gods.
Go right in, please, Professor Kruger.
Oh, my flowers. You did manage to keep them alive. Look at them. How they glow. How did you do it, Mr. Valentine?
Well, I could tell you, Pat, but I won't.
Sit there, Professor Kruger. Oh, Dr. Bosworth, I think you can come in. I believe I know who our murderer is.
I certainly hope so.
And I have you to thank for the answer, Doctor.
Me?
Yes, sir. And I want to shake your hand.
Of course, but...
Hey, look at that guy's hand.
The fingers, the way they shine.
That's right.
Well, what do you know?
Look at his hand, John. It's the pollen from our flower.
But, Bosworth, that couldn't be. You haven't been here for weeks.
Oh, yes, he was. He had to be here when he killed Mrs. Cooper.
I never imagined Bosworth thought he'd killed the professor.
Well, why else would he have said it would be such a shock to the dean after all the years the old gentleman spent looking forward to?
To the end of those experiments. Yeah, sure.
With Cobra gone, Bosworth could finish his work and get all the glory. But first he had to kill those flowers.
Then, using Cobra's notes, it would be easy.
Mm-hmm. I noticed a faint glow on the thermostat control, even in the light.
Well, I was too worried about who was getting away in that car.
You see, only two men knew about those elaborate temperature controls in the greenhouse. And Cobra, the true scientist, would rather die than destroy his own brainchild.
Well, that's that. But I don't know how I'll ever be able to feel the same way about a man who almost achieved immortality.
Huh? What?
Well, Professor Cobra was so grateful, he volunteered to call his sensational orchid the Papilionaceous Valentine.
Oh, now, you too, you know I'm not as beautiful as the fair Louise.
Well, now, that's great. That's gratitude for you. It was my coat and my shirt that kept those flowers alive.
No, he's right at that, George.
All right, all right. From now on, between the three of us, it'll be the Papilionaceous Corolla Riley.
Oh, gee.
Bless you.
Tonight's Adventure of George Valentine has been brought to you by Standard of California on behalf of independent Chevron gas stations and Standard stations throughout the West. Let George Do It stars Robert Bailey as George with Francis Robinson as Claire. Wally Mayer appears as Lieutenant Riley. Tonight's story was written by David Victor and Herbert Little Jr. and directed by Don Clark. Also heard in the cast were Loreen Tuttle as Louise, Jeff Chandler as Michael, Tommy Cook as Stephen, Ted Ponels as Cobra, Bay Baker as Lenore, and Herb Rawlinson as Bosworth. The music is composed and conducted by Eddie Dunstetter. Your announcer, John Heaston. Listen again next week, same time, same station, to Let George Do It. This is the Mutual Don Lee Broadcasting System.
The flowers that smelled of murder. A broadcast from the first day of November, 1948. As I mentioned, after 8 years in that role, Bob Bailey moved over to CBS for a 5-year stint as the lead in Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar. Ah, but do you recall who played the insurance investigator before and who played him after? Bailey. I'll name those fellas and then wrap up when radio was right after this.
Get in the mood with MusicRewind.com and the very best of jazz instrumentals. A 3-CD collection of 45 original jazz classics. Order the very best of jazz instrumentals now at MusicRewind.com or call 855-798-5556. Enter or mention promo code JAZZ33 to pay only $19.98 and receive a bonus of reduced shipping. That's musicrewind.com or call 855-798-5556 now. Remember promo code JAZZ33. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
What does a murderer look like? Go ahead, put yourself out on that limb, but don't drag me out there with you.
No need to get dragged out to the murder scene. Just get the Radio Spirits app today to help solve the crime. Download it at the App Store for your iPhone or at Google Play for your Android. Never miss a One Radio Us episode again and stream the most recent shows for free. Plus, download your favorite classic radio shows for offline listening if you sign up for a premium plan. Choose from thousands of radio shows. Sherlock Holmes, Sam Spade, Gunsmoke, Burns and Allen, Harry Nile, The Whistler, Jack Benny, and yours truly, Johnny Dollar, to name just a few. You can also bookmark programs and resume play whenever and wherever you'd like.
Well, I'll be doggone.
Come on, what are you waiting for?
Don't wait on getting free streams. Download a free trial now at the App Store for your iPhone or at Google Play for your Android. Check out the Radio Spirits app today.
Now,
the Small Business Breakdown from the Pat Miller Show.
America's small business conversation.
Now your host, Pat Miller.
Someone recently asked me, does running a small business ever get easy? No, not really. You got to get comfortable being uncomfortable, but it can get stable. How can you stabilize your small business? Well, security comes when you have a product that people want. So you build something that's in demand and it delivers the transformation that you promise. It also gets easier when you can go out and tell your story in an effective way. And then the last way for it to be nice and stable, short and long-term financial security. Build up a cash reserve, and suddenly, running a small business will be as stable as can be.
Join America's Small Business Conversation
on The Pat Miller Show.
Available now at patmillershow.com.
Welcome back to When Radio Was, where I was talking about the character Johnny Dollar, played for 5 years by Bob Bailey. Just prior to him, the role was handled by John Lund. And afterwards, Bob Reddick was Dollar. I'm Greg Bell, and we're done this time around, but hey, visit us over at the website, whenradiowas.com. Until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by RadioSpirits.com. This is your announcer, Bart.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.